Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America, the Angie app, Dice Coatings, and Lutron. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Spring is here, and if you're getting outside and getting ready to enjoy that beautiful weather, we can help you get those jobs done that you need to do just that. Couple of ways to get in touch, but the easiest thing to do is to go to MoneyPit.com and download the Money Pit Vox Pop app. If you do, you can easily record your question, push a button to send it right to the studio, and you'll be at the top of the line. You'll be first in line, or one of the first folks that we respond to. We'll respond directly and on this program with the Money Pit Vox Pop app. Coming up on today's show, if you love the look of real hardwood, but you don't have the budget to manage it, engineered hardwood may be a perfect solution. So we're going to explain the options just ahead.
And adding a beautiful new granite top is a great way to add a little luxury to your kitchen. But granite or stone tops are expensive, so we're going to share a less costly alternative that looks just as good.
And when you take out a painting project, most of the time latex paint is the way to go, but not always. I've been doing a lot of painting lately, and I was thinking about it. You know, a lot of folks always go for the latex, but for me, I had some really specific projects I wanted to do that I would always use oil for. So we're going to talk about the pros and the cons and which ones are best in just a bit.
But first, pick up the phone, give us a call, let us know what you are working on. I mean, it is spring, you guys, so it's time to start thinking about getting your outside in tip-top shape, turning your backyard space into the yard of your dreams. Heck, even if it's your stoop, we've got ideas to make it that space that you're going to want to hang out in as the weather gets warmer.
So get your questions to us ASAP. The way to do that is go to moneypit.com/ask, download the Money Pit app, and send those questions right to our studio.
Deborah in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm calling about dry locking my basement. I have my concerns about, well, number one, the odor, because I have pets. And number two, where does that water go if you just trap it in the cinder block? So I'm in a debate with my other half about, yes, we should do it. No, we shouldn't. We had one, you know, water incident in 15 years, and that's the only thing that's happened since, but I still would rather be safe than sorry.
That's a great question, Deborah. So first of all, dry lock is a product that has some odor. It doesn't have a terrible odor. I've used it a lot over the last few months on a project I was doing in my basement. So I think that if you open your basement windows, and especially one of the things I did is I stuck a room fan, like I had an old fan, I stuck it up in one of the windows and just made sure it pulled some air out of that basement. And it was okay. It wasn't terrible. And I wouldn't have any concerns about pets using that product. Now, you ask the question, so what happens to the water? Am I keeping it out? This is a point of misunderstanding. That dry lock is not keeping the waves of the ocean out of your basement. It's not that kind of a thing. It's stopping some of the evaporation that will come from the block in the wall getting damp, but it doesn't stop a lot of water that wants to get in. If it's going to get in, it's going to get in. And the way you stop it, though, especially since you mentioned that this has only happened once in 15 years, you've got a problem with drainage. I can tell you right now that if you look at your gutters, they're either blocked, the downspouts are not extended out away, the soil around your house is like sagging into the walls, all of this sort of thing causes those floods. So you don't have to worry about sealing your house against the water. Your house will stay dry if you stop the water from getting there by improving your drainage. I want you to go to moneypit.com and on our homepage, read the post about wet basements and how to prevent a wet basement. All the step-by-step information you need is in that post. So check it out and your problem will magically disappear.
Murray in Illinois is on the line, and you need some advice on buying a new water heater. What can we help you with?
Well, my issue is I have a house full of females and myself, and we are having an issue with keeping up with hot water. I presently have a 40-gallon natural gas water heater, and I was wondering if I'd get your guys' opinion. The bathroom they shower in is upstairs, and we also have a washing machine up there, and I was wondering what you guys thought of the instantaneous water heaters. I've seen some small ones that it said would put out like 3.3 gallons per minute, and I had no idea what an actual shower takes, and I just wondering what you guys thought about that to supplement maybe the hot water heater.
Okay, so first of all, we are fans of tankless water heating technology. And so we do believe that if your water heater was failing, then that would be an appropriate thing to replace it with. In your case, you're talking about supplementing, which is a bit different because you really have to have your water heating needs zoned into two separate loops if you want to supplement, because then you have half on the tank water heater and half on the tankless. The issue of your water heater being located a distance from the plumbing fixtures that you want to use most frequently is not going to be solved regardless of what kind of water heater you have, because the water still has to travel the same distance. But if you're concerned about running out of hot water, that's not going to happen with the tankless. It just won't. And you buy the tankless based on how many bathrooms you have in your house, and there'll be plenty of hot water to keep everybody in those bathrooms showered for as long as they want to stay in there.
So you're saying it's best to replace the natural gas one I have and get like a whole house tankless?
Yeah, exactly. How old is that one you have now?
It's probably, I'm guessing, 5 or 6 years maybe.
Yeah, so it's still pretty new. I mean, it usually lasts about 10. So you got a decision to make, you know. I mean, if you're running out of hot water, then maybe it's worth doing.
Okay, I appreciate your help very much.
All right, Murray, good luck.
Stacy's on the line from Minnesota. What's going on your money pit?
I have a question about using some mortar to fill in the spaces between the brick on our fireplace. We purchased a 1968 Rambler that needs a lot of work, and we're thinking if we fill in the space between the bricks on the fireplace and then paint it with a lime wash, if that will look nice.
All right, so I'm a little confused because I feel like maybe you're trying to fill in the mortar so that it's smooth and not like really repoint it in the bricks. But do you want to still see the brick face and have like a smooth line in between that's at the same level? I think it's going to be weird. But if you're talking about that lime wash, which is kind of pickling, I mean, that only works on wood because the lime wash kind of sits in the wood grain and then gives that like white, chalky finish in the wood graining, and then the smooth parts of the wood just kind of take on like a milky wash. I don't think you're going to get the same effect on a brick because it's not going to absorb in the right way. It's going to kind of just suck into a lot of places, and then you'll get a very big different look between whatever you're filling in that mortar and the brick. I mean, I think if you're trying to go for a fully smooth finish, that's something completely different. I think you can also explore the idea of tiling or adding a different stone over the brick just for a completely different look, but I think this sort of finish effect that you're trying to get is going to be a little odd.
Probably stucco it too, right? I mean, if you wanted to do that, you could cover the whole thing with stucco, but now you'll have just a different surface to deal with. I like the idea of the stone. There's a lot of faux stone out there that looks absolutely beautiful around a fireplace.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out to us with your DIY questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they're going to handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And up next, if you love the look of real hardwood but just don't have the budget to manage it, engineered hardwood may be a perfect solution. We'll explain in today's smart spending tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
The Money Pit is presented by SunTouch Floor Warming. Ditch your slippers this winter and step onto warm, cozy floors all year round with SunTouch Floor Warming. Easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Catch the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday when you download it at moneypit.com/podcast.
Time to talk to Philip in Rhode Island about a roofing question. What can we do for you?
Well, in Rhode Island, in my neighborhood in Jamestown, there's a lot of beautiful red cedar shingled houses. And okay. I just put brand new red cedar shingles on my house and my roof. I noticed some of the houses age beautifully. Like what I mean beautifully is they age darker red and sometimes little bits of black or streaks of black and red and deep, deep red. And some of them don't age that way. It's like, and I'm just wondering if you guys know anything about how to get them to age the way I want them to. I don't want them to age light. I want them to age darker, red.
Yeah, we don't always get to choose how we age, right? And that applies to our shingles as well. So when you choose red cedar, that gets darker over time, and it will turn to a very dark gray, typically, as it's exposed to sunlight. I mean, I guess it's possible that you could apply a stain to the cedar shingles, even though they're roofing shingles, but most people don't do that. So what we typically get calls about when it comes to cedar is how to prevent them from getting darker. And one way to do that is to replace the vent across the ridge of the roof, or if you don't have a vent there, you can essentially do the same thing with a strip of copper. If you were to overlay the peak of the roof with, say, a 12-inch wide strip of copper, so half goes on one side, half goes on the other, what happens is as rainwater strikes that, it releases some of the copper, and that acts as a mild mildewcide and helps to keep the roof shingles clean and prevents algae growth.
Oh, but so then they wouldn't age dark, they'd stay lighter.
It would be less likely to get as dark, and they certainly wouldn't grow in algae. Perhaps you may have noticed that sometimes when you look at houses, especially around chimneys that have metal flashing, you'll see bright streaks at the bottom of the chimney. That's for the same reason. What happens is that metal flashing releases some of its copper and then cleans that area under the chimney. That's why it gets streaky there. But if you do it across the whole peak of the roof, then it will sort of clean evenly.
It'll clean evenly. But I'm looking for that age to look, the kind of the darker shingle age look, the darker color. And I guess it's just up to Mother Nature is what you're saying.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much, you guys.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're looking for a budget-friendly floor option but don't have the budget for a solid hardwood floor, engineered hardwood is an excellent option. We share the options in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Now, first up, engineered hardwood flooring is made with real hardwood. It's got a real hardwood top layer, which is then attached to a structured wood core. Now, once it's installed, the engineered hardwood looks identical to solid hardwood, but because there's less hardwood needed, engineered hardwood floors cost a lot less to buy.
Now, another big benefit for engineered hardwood is that the core structure makes the floor dimensionally stable, and that's going to give you a lot more options when it comes to installation. It's a lot less likely to be impacted by humidity and temperature change, so you can use it in a wide variety of climates, including below-grade spaces where dampness can ruin solid hardwood flooring.
Yep, and there's also a lot of options when it comes to installation. Engineered hardwood is available as a tongue and groove flooring that can be nailed down or glued down or even edge glued together to form a floating floor. And if you're looking for an even easier installation, it also comes as a quick click floor, meaning the boards just lock together with no adhesive or no clamping required, which is really perfect for a DIY floating floor application.
Now, before installing your engineered flooring, it's a good idea to let the floor acclimate to the room that it's planned for. So pick up the flooring a few days in advance and leave it in the house so that it has time to get used to the conditions in the home, the temperature, the humidity, everything. Now, if you're doing the installing yourself, you just want to be sure to follow the instructions that are provided by the manufacturer. I mean, the whole process is pretty easy, and you're going to be amazed with the results.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Apply at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Heading out to Cape May, where we've got Marty on the line with a question about a tankless water heater. What's going on?
My question is, I have a tankless water heater, which is on the second floor of my home, and that's the reason, that was one of the major reasons we got a tankless one, so that so there was no leakage problem and destroyed the whole house. However, it takes almost 5 minutes for hot water to get from the time I turn it on in the sink in the kitchen, which is on the first floor, to have hot water. Is there anything I can do? Is there something wrong with the way it's hooked up or set up or this particular hot water heater? Why is it that I do not get hot water faster than 5 minutes?
Ah, yeah, this is a common misunderstanding, Marty, when it comes to the difference between a tank water heater and a tankless water heater. So while tankless water heaters heat water continuously, it doesn't necessarily speed up the time it takes that hot water to come out of your faucet, because it's not a matter of the water heater in this case. It's the physical distance from the water heater, whether it's a tank or a tankless, and the faucet itself. So I think sometimes folks think because they go tankless and it's instant hot water and all that, yes, it's instantly heating the water, but it still has to run through the pipes. Now, there are systems, Watts makes a system that's a recirculator that basically will keep some hot water running through the pipes all the time so that you don't have to wait for it so much. And it's on a timer so that, like, it runs, like, kind of when you need it, so, like, first thing in the morning and that kind of stuff, because it does cost a little bit more to operate, but, you know, using this sort of thing. But when you get a tankless water heater, you get energy efficiency, and you get an unlimited supply of hot water, but you still have to wait those first few minutes for it to get from the water heater itself, no matter what kind you have, to the faucet, which in your case sounds like the kitchen.
Now, we've got Jan in South Dakota on the line who needs some help with leveling a basement floor. Not a terribly difficult project, but a big one. How can we help you?
We're planning to remodel the lower level of a townhouse, and what we'd like to do is retile the traffic area, which is a hallway and also a bathroom and utility room, but there's a bedroom with a closet on an outside wall and a utility room in the sort of the center of the rooms that has an unlevel floor. So my question is there a way to re-level the concrete floor before we resurface it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a product called a leveling compound, a floor leveling compound, that essentially you can mix up and pour on the floor and trowel out and use it to level floors. And so that's really your only option. But how out of level is this floor? I mean, is it really visually bothersome? Because I would suspect that, you know, it's a big project for you to level it, and it might be easier just to sort of adjust things around it.
Okay, like re-level the appliances and...
Yeah, exactly. It's a kind of a pain in the neck to level the entire floor.
Is it expensive?
To have it professionally done, I would say yes. To do it yourself, no. But then again, it's not the kind of thing that you could just pick up and do. It does require some skills to get it done right.
You would just get a long board to use as a trowel?
There are products that are self-leveling products, and they're usually good for more minor leveling jobs, say up to one inch out of level. So if you choose a floor leveling compound that's designed for self-leveling, essentially what you do is you mix it up, say like in a 5-gallon bucket, and then you pour it out, and it will seek its own level. But you have to keep going back, mixing more, pouring it, and then you can kind of trowel it out as it starts to level out, and then at one point it will meet, you know, the original floor. So that's an option for you, is to use a self-leveling compound.
That sounds great.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Angie. Get your home project done right with Angie. Download the app today. Well, adding a beautiful new granite countertop is a great way to add some luxury to your kitchen, but granite, even stone tops, are expensive. We're going to share a less costly alternative that looks just as good next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. A show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
Create a large tag and label it with the words Main Valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you've got a home improvement question, we'd love to help. Just go to MoneyPit.com/ask. Download the Money Pit app and send your questions directly to the studio. You'll be among the first to get the answers you need to get moving on your project.
Vincent in Texas is putting up a fence and needs some help with the project. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I'm putting up a chain link in front of my house. Where my house is, it's in the dip of the street. Both the street goes up on each end.
Okay.
And I'm about four blocks from the lake. And we had a lot of rain and our water level's up. And when I'm about 14 inches down, I'm hitting water.
Okay.
Is there a special cement, or how should I do that in setting the posts?
Okay, so what you want to do is, because it's chain link, you're going to want to dig down about 3 feet and try to do that with a post hole digger, even if you hit water. And then the way you deal with this is you mix up concrete, like a Quikrete product, some basic concrete mix. Mix it up in a wheelbarrow to the right consistency, and then shovel it into the hole and let it displace the water that's in the hole. Does that make sense? So as you put the concrete in, the water will kind of work its way right out. And what will be left will be the concrete. It will dry nice and rock solid, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, thank you. You saved me a lot of worry.
All right, don't worry about it. That's the way to handle that. Mix it out of the hole and then drop it in the hole, and the water will displace. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to step up your kitchen, adding a beautiful new granite countertop is a great way to add a little luxury to the space. But installing granite and even other stone tops truly is not a do-it-yourself project and can be really expensive. But now there's a great new alternative from Deich Coatings called the new LuxRock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit.
Yeah, LuxRock is real stone. It spreads over your existing countertops and it transforms them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. Now, the project is as easy to do as painting, but instead of using paint, you're actually applying a premium real stone surface over your existing countertop.
Yeah, and everything you need is included in the kit, and it even includes a prime coat, stone coat, clear epoxy, and the clear coat finish. And you can use it on any flat surface, and the result you see is luxurious. I mean, it looks like a new stone surface, and it's going to look and perform just like real granite. And you can get that entire process done in a single weekend.
Yep, with LuxRock, you can create an authentic, beautiful, and durable countertop, but without the price tag of granite or traditional stone slabs. It comes in five different finishes, and it's available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Now we've got Debbie from Delaware on the line who's got a question about some smoke smell and some paint and popcorn ceiling. What's going on?
I bought the house I'm in. It has like a popcorn ceiling. And the ceiling was just, you know, you could lift a picture even on the wall, so you could see the nicotine stain on the wall. Anyways, it was painted over by contractors, but I'm not sure what's happening in the kitchen especially. It's from the sides where it meets the vertical walls. It's pulling away. And I didn't know what would be more economical or wiser to actually have that a professional come and scrape that ceiling off, or would the labor be so intensive as maybe to put a thin layer, if it's possible, like a sheetrock up there, or possibly maybe a wood treatment. I live in a beachy area, and I think I've seen some homes that do have wood in the ceiling, sort of like maybe a whitewash type of thing. I'm not sure.
Well, here's the thing. If you've got a section of popcorn ceiling that's not adhering properly, it's separating, you obviously have to scrape the rest of that off. There's no, I mean, not necessarily the entire ceiling, but you have to get rid of the loose stuff because you're not going to be able to reseal it. Now, once you do that, there is a type of popcorn repair product that comes in like an aerosol can. And you would have to, of course, mask off the cabinets and everything that's in that area, but you can spray it and restore the sort of the gap where you took off the old sort of loose popcorn. Now, it's going to be a different color, So then that would have to be followed by painting of the popcorn ceiling, which is not a pleasant project, but it can be done. You need a very thick roller. It's going to have slits in it. It's a special kind of roller. It has, like, slices in it.
Okay.
And uses a lot of paint, and then you sort of just start to, when you work that room, one side to the other, and you can repaint that ceiling. Most people don't really like popcorn ceiling anymore, but if you're kind of stuck with it.
No, I don't. I really don't like it. No.
You could remove it. I mean, that's another job. You can scrape it off, and then what you have to do is prime the ceiling. And then once you prime it, you can paint it. But I would recommend that you use a flat paint. Don't use like a ceiling paint. Use a flat paint. It's really important because even though you do a good job scraping off the old popcorn, you're going to find that the ceiling is still a little uneven underneath that old popcorn in the drywall. And if you paint with anything that's got any kind of a sheen, it'll show, and you'll see the bumps and sort of the warts in the wall. But if you scrape it off and prime it, then paint it with a flat paint, it comes out pretty good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you reaching out to me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We're here to help with your home improvement and your decor questions at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Well, when you take on a painting project, most of the time, latex paint is the way to go, but not always. We're going to share when it makes sense to go with an oil-based finish, even though the cleanup is a little bit harder. That and more when the Money Pit returns.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Oof, there goes another one. People are literally falling for these floors when they hear about LL Flooring's Dream Floor event. That's the sound of up to 25% off. Over 300 styles.
Whoa!
They just found the style that will go perfectly with their cabinets. They just found the scratch-resistant and waterproof floors they've been dreaming of. Find the lowest prices of the season at LL Flooring's Dream Floor event, April 6th through the 12th.
Are you okay, ma'am?
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at SunTouch.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, listen when you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Jacob in Arkansas is on the line with a crack in the garage. Tell us what's going on.
My wife and I recently bought a new house, and there's a crack above the garage. It's more cosmetic brick. It's so none of the support. But it goes through the brick and the mortar. And so I was wondering if there's a certain kind of putty or, you know, way I can fill this in so the water doesn't get inside of it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you want to do. Now, mind you, the brick is also going to be porous, so it will still get wet. But if you want to stop water from getting in there, most importantly, freezing and making the crack worse, what I would recommend you do is to seal that crack with a clear silicone caulk. Now, when you buy the silicone, Jacob, you can buy it in a large tube or a small tube. If it's just that one crack, I would just buy a small tube. But here's the trick. When you cut the tip of that tube, you want to cut it so you have a very small hole there that the caulk won't come out in a big glob. You can always make it larger, but of course, once you cut it, you can't make it any smaller. So then, you know, get up on a ladder, get real close to that, and sometimes with silicone, it's pretty thick, especially if it's cold. You may have to really squeeze it to get it to come out, but it doesn't clean up with soap and water, so just try to kind of lay it on there nice and even. That'll stop the water from falling into the crack, and you should be good to go.
Well, guys, I've been doing a lot of painting lately, and I've been using both latex paint that cleans up with water and oil-based paint that cleans up with paint thinner. And the reason is that there are some products that just come out better when you use an oil-based finish. So I thought this might be a good topic, Les, for you and I to kick around. So where do you fall on this? I mean, with all the decorating projects that you do, I would imagine most of the time you use latex. But are there situations where you wouldn't?
I mean, for sure. You're right. Latex is usually my 100% of the time go-to because I'm doing walls or, you know, smaller pieces of furnishing, you know, things that aren't going to be super aggressively dinged up or used as heavily. So latex usually is my go-to. Obviously, whatever finish depends on where it's going and what the application is. But there are times when oil-based paints like a kitchen cabinet or, you know, some sort of metal object, things that just really call for an oil base just because you need that adhesion, you need that durability. I love the shine of an oil base for a certain look. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I find that the finish looks a whole lot better. The fact that it takes longer to dry is actually a good thing because you get virtually no brush strokes whatsoever. I was painting some metal shelving, and so a little bit of rust on it, but not a lot. And I used some Rust-Oleum oil-based paint on that. And I got to tell you, you can feel the difference when you apply oil-based paint. It has sort of like a traction to it, like you said, a stickiness to it. When you're brushing this on, you know it's grabbing that finish. And if I was using even latex paint that was quote-unquote rated for metal, there is no way that that stuff would stick like the oil-based paint does. I was also refinishing floors in the last month, and that's another situation. You know, when latex-based urethanes came out, I figured, hey, let me give it a try. Oh, that was a huge mistake. I'm telling you, in 6 months, I was staring at raw wood on the floor where it wore right through. So I would never use a latex urethane. And then lastly, primers. Now, we've been painting our basement walls, and I have our old brick house, and there's a lot of history there, over 100 years. And I noticed after I used Dry-Lock, which I thought was going to like take care of all of this, that I was seeing water stains, old water stains, but sort of that rust color come right through the dry lock. And I was kind of annoyed by that. And I tried a second coat, didn't do anything. So then I got like the very best latex primer, new high-tech stuff that was supposed to do everything from block walls to kitchen cabinets. I put that on, nothing. It came right through. You know what finally fixed it? Oil-based, basic, bin 123 primer. Put that on, one shot, gone forever. So, I mean, there are situations like that where you just have to use the oil. And, you know, you shouldn't really freak out over the cleaning on it because it's just not that hard, you know, once you get used to it.
Well, yeah, and you have to make sure that you're cleaning the brushes in the right way and that you're using the right brushes for the right product. I mean, there definitely is one product for an oil-based cleanup and one product for a latex. Same with their brushes. So you got to make sure so that you're extending the life of everything.
I mean, what I do is when we have soup in my house, I always save the soup cans because you don't get, you know, tin cans too often anymore.
Right. True. That's very true.
They happen to be the perfect width, you know, for soaking a brush. And I just put some paint thinner in the brush, let it soak for a bit. Then I squeeze all of that paint thinner and old paint out of it. And then I stick it in another container filled with 100% Simple Green, not diluted, even though it's concentrate, just Simple Green. Leave it overnight, rinse it out, and it is absolutely perfect. It's fresh, it's flexible, it works great. And, you know, you don't end up throwing the brush away, which unfortunately is what happens when people don't really clean them well. And by the way, here's another little trick of the trade. If you're working with oil-based paint or rollers, I did this when I was working on the floor because I had to do another coat the next morning and I didn't want to have to put a new roller on. I wrapped it up with some wax paper and I stuck it in the refrigerator in a bag.
Oh, that's interesting because I usually will do Saran wrap or a plastic bag like from, you know, before you could get them at the grocery store, but for latex paints. But I didn't realize you could do something similar. And why the refrigerator?
Because it stops it from evaporating. You know, it's cool, it's damp, it doesn't dry out. And it was perfect. The next day I unwrapped it, put it back onto the painting pole, got the roller going again, and it was perfect. I didn't lose that half a second. I mean, otherwise I would have had to spend, you know, quite a bit of time cleaning that out, and then of course setting up and doing it again. So, this way it was done in one step, really.
That's great. I even put the roller pans in like plastic bags too.
Oh, to save those for the next day. Yeah, why not?
I mean, if I'm coming back to it, I might as well.
Exactly.
You are tuned to The Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, did you know that some thermostats can be tricked into thinking it's warmer in the house than it actually is? We'll explain why and how to solve this annoying problem when The Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey kids, we're working here. Give us a call and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474, or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center. The Reading Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those those seeking public office and will be serving its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released, featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums, Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And see if it syncs up with whatever that temperature is. And so if it looks like it needs to be recalibrated, most of these thermostats can be recalibrated using a simple calibration screw. It's like a small screw that's located on a coil inside the unit. I mean, different thermostats have different techniques, so you might want to just sort of Google the instruction manual for your particular thermostat before doing it. And if none of that works, you could try replacing the thermostat or just contact your service company, because it could be a problem with the control circuit in the fireplace itself. But let's get that done now so that by the time those chilly evenings start up again, you'll be good to go with a warm fire.
All right, next up we've got Suzanne, who writes in saying, when we put water in the bathtub to re-caulk, how long do you leave that water in there for?
Oh, that's a good question. So we should probably explain, because she didn't really mention the top half of that, which is we suggest if you're going to caulk your bathtub is to get rid of all the old caulk and then fill that tub up with water. And the reason is because it gets heavy. It kind of does the same thing it does when you stand in it. It sort of stretches and sags down. And while it's heavy, then you re-caulk, you let that caulk dry. So the answer to your question, Suzanne, is as long as it takes for the caulk to dry, which is usually overnight. Then you let the water out. That tub will come back up and compress, and that means that it's going to last a lot longer, because now when you get in and out of that tub, you're not sort of stretching that tub wall down and causing that caulk to pull away from the tile above. So the answer is you leave that tub filled with water until the caulk dries, then you can drain it and you're good to go.
All right, Suzanne, I hope that helps. Remember, eventually you do have to drain it. Don't go swimming in that bathtub. You know, get new water when it's time to actually use it. But it's a good trick of the trade.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Hey, guys, thanks so much for spending a little part of your day with us. We hope we've given you some good ideas on tackling projects around your Money Pit. If you've got questions, remember, you can reach us pretty much 24/7 when you send in your questions with the Money Pit app. Just go to MoneyPit.com/ask. That's MoneyPit.com/ask. We try to get those questions first before any other questions that are sent in, because it goes right into our production studio. So we hope that we've been able to help you with those projects. It's spring, so we know there's a lot more to get done. You can count on us to help you do anything
that you'd like to accomplish to make your home the dream that you want it to be. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Ukrainian troops are moving cautiously to retake territory north of the country's capital as Russian forces retreat from the area. In at least one town, soldiers had to use cables to pull the bodies of civilians off the streets out of fear Russian forces may have set booby traps. Meanwhile, Ukraine and its allies reporting mounting evidence of Russia's withdrawing its troops from around Kiev and building up troop strength in eastern Ukraine, but say the shift doesn't mean the country's facing a reprieve from more than 5 weeks of war. Here at home, the Defense Department's providing an additional $300 million in military equipment.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement, the gear in the new package includes laser-guided rocket systems, unmanned aircraft, armored vehicles, night vision devices, and ammunition. It also includes medical supplies, field equipment, and spare parts. Kirby says since the Russian invasion began, the U.S. has provided more than $1.6 billion in security assistance. Bob Agnew reporting.
Former President Trump was in another Save America rally tonight telling the crowd he's looking forward to November.
7 months from now, the people of Michigan are going to fire the radical left Democrats who are destroying our country.
And the president added that includes the governor.
And you're going to throw out Gretchen Whitmer, the job that she's done.
An Algerian man imprisoned at Guantanamo Bay Detention Center for nearly 20 years has been released and sent back to his homeland. The Pentagon says the man was repatriated with assurances from the Algerian government he would be treated humanely there and security measures would be imposed to reduce the risk he could pose a threat in the future. Tesla says it delivered 310,000 vehicles in the first quarter of this year, up roughly 68% from the same period in 2021. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Danger 6 miles in the air.
The pilots on a Delta flight from Salt Lake City to Washington, D.C. decided to bring their jet down in Denver after the cockpit windshield shattered above 30,000 feet. The crew repeatedly told the nearly 200 passengers to remain calm until they landed. A photo of the windshield taken by a passenger shows the glass was lined with cracks but did not fall from the frame. Jetliner windshields have layers of glass that can be 2 inches thick. Delta confirmed the windshield crack and said the crew diverted the jet out of an abundance of caution. Keith Peters reporting.
On the talk shows this week, CBS's Face the Nation has Ukrainian President Zelensky, while CNN stated the Union welcomes NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Fox News Sunday welcomes Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas, and on ABC's This Week, it's White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. In order to improve their bottom line, companies across the country are moving south.
From Arizona to Texas to North Carolina, the Sun Belt is becoming a hotspot for business relocation. Tesla, Apple, and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise are a few of the tech giants also making their way south. This is making Texas one of the fastest-growing states in the country, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. And the growth is driving a boom in the Texas housing market. Samsung is another major company moving part of its operations to Texas. This move alone will open around 2,000 jobs in the Austin area. Patrick Foss reporting.
Amazon workers in Staten Island, New York, voted yesterday to unionize. Marks the first successful U.S. organizing effort in the retail giant's history, and it hands an unexpected win to a nascent group that had fueled the union drive. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
This is Carl Bott. Join me April 23rd at the Wind River Event Center for the 28th Annual Reading Chapter of Safari Club International Banquet. Dinner, games, auctions, raffles, and more. Win hunting trips, guns, artwork, hunting and outdoor gear during the banquet. Someone will win a safe and two guns. For more information and tickets, go to sciredding.org or call 530-474-5075.
The Money Pit is presented by Bank of America, the Angie app, Deutsche Coatings, and Lutron. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2193, which means we've been doing this for a while. We're here to help you get projects done that you want to accomplish around your house and create your best home ever, especially this time of year because it's spring. Man, if we waited for this, it feels like a long time. But now that it's spring, I can't wait to get outside. I've got a whole bunch of projects on my spring to-do list that hopefully I will wrap up before the heat of the summer arrives. But if you've got some projects to do and you need some tips and some advice and some helps to get it done, you can reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask. Download the Money Pit app and post your questions. You record them. You send them right to the studio, and we will get to you first. Coming up on today's show, spring is here, and with it comes a very hot real estate market. But if you've made some energy-saving improvements to those homes, well, those improvements might help you sell your home even more quickly than the competition and for more money. We'll explain how to accomplish that just ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Will that real estate market ever calm down? It's just bananas. Coming up, guys, also, throughout the pandemic, smart home products have become more popular as more people than ever are working from home and using their living spaces in new ways. We're going to share those latest innovations.
I feel like the smarter they get, the dumber I get.
I feel the same. It's hard to figure everything out. And even something as simple as the, dare I say, the we call her Allegra when we're in the room with her because I don't want her to start asking commands. But sometimes she just doesn't function with the lights, and now I'm like, can I just turn it on with the switch like before? I don't know. So, yeah, you're right. It's getting tougher.
I have a dual problem with that. My wife's name is Sue, so if I say, hey, Sue, Siri goes, what? What can I help you with? I said, no, I didn't say S-I-R-I. I said S-U-E.
Sometimes they answer to whatever name they want. I don't know what's happening. They're going to take over.
Well, I just told my wife we're going to have to change her name. That's it. All right. And also coming up, when it comes to home comfort, there's nothing worse than stepping on an icy, cold floor. But fortunately, there are now a number of ways you can add radiant heat to those floors and never feel the discomfort of frozen feet again. So we're going to share those steps, literally, just ahead.
Those cozy steps, which now that it's spring, you're like, I don't want my feet warm. I want them cooled. But trust me, it's going to get cold again, and you're going to want those tootsies warm. So whatever you're working on now for the season that's with us, our lovely spring season, and whatever you're thinking about, summer, fall, winter, whatever it is, we are here to help you keep your money pit in tip-top shape all year round.
Reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
Kylan, Iowa needs some help installing some trim. Tell us what you're working on.
We just put in some new laminate wood floors a couple weeks ago, and we decided to rip out all the old, the construction trim that comes with the newer homes. And
baseboard molding?
Yeah, the baseboard molding, and we've decided to upgrade to, I think it's about a 5 1/4 inch tall, almost half inch thick baseboard to kind of upgrade the look around the house, and I'm just having a hard time. I'm using my buddy's miter saw, and it's not tall enough to do a vertical cut for my outside corners, and every time I lay it horizontally and try to, you know, tilt the miter saw to cut it, there's no real clamping mechanism on it to hold the boards in place, and every time I push the miter saw into it, it moves it just slight enough to where my angles for when I try to do a scarfing or an outside corner, it just kind of pushes my angles off on it just a little bit, and it's making the process harder.
Well, let me ask you this. When you're making your baseboard cuts for an inside corner, are you mitering it?
For the inside corner, I'm doing a cope.
Oh, good. Okay, that's what I was concerned about.
And the coping turns out to be easier than the outside corners for me. So
now, actually, when you do the outside corner, the only part of the miter that's got to be perfect is the top edge of that board. As long as you have a straight line, if you end up taking up a little bit too much wood on the inside of that cut, no one's ever going to see that. In fact, many times when I'm doing that type of a corner, I'll sometimes cope out the back of the miter cut, take a little bit extra meat out of that so that it kind of gets out of the way and I can pull it together really nicely, tightly at the corner. As long as I have a crisp line that pulls together on the corner, then I'm happy with that. I understand you've got challenges with your tools. I'm not going to be able to give you a solution because you don't have the right tools. What you really need is a compound miter saw that's sort of half miter saw, half radial arm saw, and that will give you the exact capabilities that you're looking for. But to do this by hand with a regular hand miter box is just going to be a challenge.
So it'd be easier maybe try to find someone to borrow a compound one from.
I think so. Yeah, you'll be very happy because it sounds like you've got the skills. If you know how to cope a joint, then you've got the skills. And for those that have no idea what we're talking about, when you put up baseboard molding or any kind of molding or even crown molding in a house, you don't cut a 45-degree angle much like you would for a picture frame. You actually put one piece in whole and square to the wall, and the other piece, you cut that 45 as if it was going to be a miter, but you take a coping saw and cut out the back of all of that wood except for that crisp line that's on the front of the angle of the miter. When you push that together, you get what appears to be a perfect mitered cut, but it's actually not. It's actually a butt joint, but it looks like a miter, and it's the best way to work with trim because it allows you to work with a house that's not quite straight because none of them are. And the other trick is I'd like to cut those boards just a little bit longer than what you need because then it puts additional pressure on the joint and brings it together nice and tightly. So I think you're on the right road. You just need to get some better tools to help you get there, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you, guys.
Good luck, Kyle.
Sandy in Texas is on the line and needs some help with the carpet question. What's going on?
Well, I had a Scentsy, one of those little things that uses hot wax, and my granddaughter knocked the Scentsy over onto the carpet, and part of it splashed upon my Henry Don chair, which is upholstered.
Okay.
And I haven't done anything yet because I don't know really
good.
How to go about cleaning that.
Well, the first thing you want to do, and it's kind of an easy fix. You just have to make sure you haven't already scratched at it or rubbed it or anything. Take a brown paper bag and an iron, and you want to put the iron on a high setting without steam, and put the paper bag over the wax, and then iron, and the wax will melt, but then stick to the paper bag, and you'll be able to peel it right off.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, brown paper bag with a hot iron, not on steam.
No steam.
Just hot cotton, and hold it on there for a few minutes, and it will pull it out.
Yeah, you don't want to, sit it on there too long because you don't want to burn it through.
Okay.
So you want to hold the brown paper bag, then put the iron on top. And then shift it around, moving to a clean part on the bag as you get more of the wax onto the bag. This way you're not re-spreading the wax.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need some help with a project? We're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie is here to get your home projects done right.
And they mean all from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel.
So download the Angie app today and get started.
And just ahead, if you've made energy-saving improvements to your home, those improvements might just help you sell your home even more quickly than the competition and for more money. We'll explain next.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, listen to The Money Pit whenever you want when you follow The Money Pit podcast. You're going to get a new episode every Monday and every Thursday, which really is the perfect timing to help you plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
David in Arkansas is on the line with a geothermal question. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, I have leaks for one, but at any rate, it's a water furnace unit that's about 23 years old, and so it's probably had a good life. I'm just curious these days if it's best to look at replacement with a geothermal or if conventional units are now just as efficient. And which way to go.
And what kind of fuel do you have right now, David?
Our home is all electric.
So it's all electric. Okay. So, yes, the HVAC systems are far more efficient than they used to be. If you were to go geothermal, you have the investment of having to essentially install the ground line, which basically goes deep into the soil as part of this. And, you know, that's something that's going to depend greatly on the condition of the soil, whether it can be easily drilled and so on and so forth. The install on geothermal tends to be pretty expensive. So you're definitely going to have to get some, estimates on that and see if it makes sense. If not, I would buy the most efficient electric heat pump system that you can afford. And also make sure that you replace both the coil on the AC side of this as well, because the coil have to match, right? You don't just want to put the unit outside. You have to replace that coil as well, because unless they're properly matched, you do not get the efficiency that you are promised, so to speak. And then thirdly, okay, I want you to make sure that you replace the thermostat with one designed for heat pumps. This is a common mistake people make. They put standard clock setback thermostats on heat pumps. And what happens is, if a heat pump runs in the heat pump cycle, the temperature has to move very slowly so it doesn't trigger the backup system that's built into all heat pumps, which is electric heat. And if you do that, then it gets really expensive to run. So replace the heat pump with the most efficient one you can afford, match it with a proper size coil, and make sure the thermostat is also replaced and is a heat pump thermostat. And by the way, lots of thermostats today, too, that are Wi-Fi, wireless thermostats. You know, your phone becomes a remote control. You don't have to get up off the easy chair to change your heat, or even when you're coming home from work, you know, if the heat is set low, you want to kick it up a few degrees, you can do that before you get in the car and start driving home. So lots of technology for you to take advantage of as well. Okay, Dave?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys being on and for us to call in.
Well, in the years that you've owned your house, have you made energy savings or other improvements that have upped its green factor? You know, those improvements could help you sell your home more quickly than the competition. We're going to explain in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Now, if you've been in your house for a while, you probably made some improvements to make it more energy efficient or to cut back on maintenance. Or maybe as you were doing improvements, you chose materials that were produced in a way that limits any negative impact to the environment. It turns out that improvements like these can add to your home's greenness, and they are a potentially valuable consideration for a potential home buyer, but only if they know about them.
Yeah, and that's why it's really smart to create a green inventory of those elements. You want to list every improvement that has reduced your home's impact on Mother Earth. Now, these could be new appliances, faucets that use less water, or LED light bulbs that use less energy. And don't forget about building materials that are going to last longer, that need less maintenance, you know, fiber cement siding instead of wood, AZEK, all of that stuff. Anything that sort of helps that home last longer in a more environmentally friendly way, write it down.
So all you need to do is list each element in a green inventory and then have that available for review by potential home buyers. You can bet the neighboring homes you'll compete against won't do this, and buyers will be impressed
and you might just get the sale over competing homes in your neighborhood.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Apply at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Sandra, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, hello. My question concerns, would you recommend a radon test for a house? Our home is a two-story house on a hill, and the lower level, which is completely finished, is two sides underground, and it has two sides ground level. And if we have a radon problem, can something be done to correct that? We're in the Pacific Northwest, about 60 miles south of Seattle.
And do you hear about high radon levels in that area coming up occasionally?
I don't, but I've never talked about it with anybody. So I saw something in the paper recently that suggested people have this test.
Well, it's certainly a good idea. So order a radon test kit. You can probably find one online. The type you want is called charcoal adsorption, A-D-S-O-R-B, ad, not ab, adsorption. And it's a type of test that you'll put in the home for anywhere from about 3 to 7 days. You open up this charcoal canister or this charcoal packet, depending on the type of test. You leave it on the lowest living space, so whatever the lowest area finished living space is, you leave it there for that period of time. You seal it back up. You send it off to a lab. They're going to give you a result. If it comes in at 4 picocuries per liter of air or higher, then that's the action guideline, after which point you would want to consider some sort of remediation. Now, you ask the question, well, how do I do that exactly? And the answer is it's harder when the whole space is finished, but it's not impossible. Generally, the way radon is mitigated is by a system called a sub-slab ventilation system, where they basically run pipes below the surface of the lowest slab and pull the gas out of the soil and then discharge it outside. So it's a matter of figuring out where to get that pipe into the slab and where to discharge it out, you know, with the least amount of disturbance. But a good radon mitigator can do this even in a finished house.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds quite complex.
Well, it's pretty straightforward, but you got to start with the test. So I would do that first.
Right, and that's only
there.
If they find something.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay, are there areas in the country where you're more likely to have radon?
Yep, there's a, if you go to the EPA website, epa.gov/radon, there's information about radon zones across the entire country, including contact information for your local state area.
Oh, all right.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
George from Pennsylvania is on the line with a geothermal question. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a geothermal system now. It's 15 years old, and a couple weeks ago the compressor went up, and the guy who came out, who normally services the unit, he recommends not replacing the compressor. He recommends an entirely new unit, everything, the whole,
okay.
whole shebang.
How old is the existing system, George?
15 years old.
Okay. I would agree with that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's, that pretty much your question?
Well, yeah, that's my question. Because my stepson, who is in the field, keeps insisting to me that just to replace the compressor, but I went online and I saw the pros and cons of doing that, and I hate to just do piecemeal and something happen. You know, I spend money for a compressor and a couple of years later something else goes up.
Well, you know, the old saying is you don't want to throw good money after bad.
Right.
And
sure.
If the system is 15 years old, I mean, frankly, George, it doesn't owe you a dime. You know, that's pretty good life expectancy. So you've gotten all your money out of that. If you replace the whole thing, you're going to get a much more efficient system out of it because everything is balanced in systems today. And plus, there's new refrigerants that are safer. So I really do think you're better off replacing it.
Oh, great. Okay, fine. How do you feel about buying a, I want to say another, he wants, this guy's recommending, not another hot, a hot water heater, like a storage tank to keep the water hot so that we don't have to use the hot water heater as much as we do now.
Okay, that's not an unusual approach. I mean, I have a storage tank in my home because my hot water is provided by my boiler, not by a water heater.
Right. We used to have
and
that.
So by having a storage tank next to the boiler, you know, the storage tank can supply a certain amount of hot water. And the boiler doesn't have to come on every time we need more hot water in the house. So that's not an unusual approach. The other thing that you might want to think about is a tankless water heater. That's another way to go.
Okay, fine. Okay, well, great. That was quick. That you answered my questions. I appreciate it.
All right, George. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finished. Download the Angie app today. Well, throughout the pandemic, smart home products have become more popular as more people than ever are working from home and using their living spaces in new ways. We're going to share the latest innovations next. 888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Ionic sensors that see fire with photoelectric sensors for the greatest protection. Another convenient feature is the reset or silencer button. This allows you to shut down the detector for approximately 10 minutes during a nuisance alarm, like burned toast, and then goes back to full alert. Resetting your detector is always a much better idea than removing the battery, which you could forget to put back. Keeping your smoke detectors in good working order could be a matter of life and death. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, throughout the pandemic, smart home device adoption has grown as more and more people than ever before are working from home and using their living spaces in brand new ways.
That's right. And Lutron is at the forefront of smart home design revolution. With us to talk about the latest innovation is Melissa Andresco from Lutron. Welcome, Melissa.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me today.
So this pandemic really teed up an opportunity to kind of tell the stories you guys have actually been telling for years and showing some of the innovative products that you've had out there for many years and actually develop some new products to make life even more convenient because we've been so super focused on homes and home spaces and offices. So why don't you tell us about some of the new lighting products that you've brought out throughout the last year of the pandemic?
Sure. You know, so just to go back for a second on what you just said, you made the point so well, is that, you know, these last 2 years, people realize really how important it is to be able to have controllable light in the space. And that's not just the overhead lights, but that's also daylight coming in. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, our kitchens are doubling as offices and, you know, the family room is doubling as a yoga studio and all of these places, you know, require different light levels. And so, you know, to your point, I think people have really understood the importance of being able to control these, you know, their environments quickly and easily. And, you know, Lutron, I'm really proud to say, you know, the pandemic did not slow us down. We've introduced several new products over the last, you know, 18 months, everything from our single light dimmers to new reimagined motorized shading systems and new lighting control systems as well. So, you know, it's really, Lutron has always been known for having, you know, products at every price point, products for every solution, and we've really kind of augmented that now with several new additions to the lines.
I mean, I think that's really great. You're so right. These spaces at home are now doubling or triple duty certain times, you know, for things at home. It's school, it's an office, it's your kitchen, it's all these things. And it's true, when the daylight changes, that definitely changes how you are perceived in an online meeting. So what are some of the ways that Lutron is helping control that daylight that's coming in a way that's stylish but also doing its job?
Yeah, so, you know, Lutron has been making motorized shading products now since 2003, believe it or not, and the two new ones that we are super excited about, one is called Palladium, and Palladium is what we call an exposed bracket system, and it's a beautiful roller shade design. It's very modern, very sleek, and, you know, it is battery operated. It's a wire-free solution, and it takes no more than 6 D-size batteries, and those batteries are actually going to last you 3 to 5 years. So a great way to, you know, add motorized shade control to your space. You don't have to worry about changing batteries frequently. And the thing that I love most about the Palladium wire-free shade is it has this precision alignment to within 1/8 of an inch. So imagine you have a room and you've got, you know, 3 windows and you've got these shades on all 3 windows. They're going to rise and lower in really perfect unison. And, you know, that just, you know, not only from an aesthetics point of view, but it's also going to help you if you are trying to, you know, block sunlight from your television or if you're on a work call and you're trying to, you know, create a better lit atmosphere. The Palladium shade, that is a pro-installed product. And Lutron also makes DIY shades as well. The newest shade that we are super excited about is our new reimagined honeycomb design. And, you know, honeycomb shades are, you know, very traditional, and we've gone ahead and kind of spruced up that design. We now have, it's a much larger cell size, if you will. So it just kind of gives it a little bit more of a fresher, more modern look. And we've sort of reimagined all the fabrics as well. So we've got everything from your traditional neutrals to all kinds of decorative prints and rich textures. So really, no matter what kind of decor you have, you're going to be able to find a shade fabric that works in your space. And the best thing about these shades is that they do integrate with the Lutron control systems for your lights. So, you know, with the press of a button or, you know, cueing your voice assistant in your home, you're going to be able to control these devices not only individually, but also as part of a scene or a group. So it just really gives the homeowner just tremendous flexibility when it comes to control.
We're talking to Melissa Andresco. She's the chief brand ambassador for Lutron. Lutron has been making products that make our homes more comfortable, more energy efficient and convenient for many, many years. A lot of folks don't realize this, but Lutron actually, Lutron's founder, Joel Spira, right, invented the dimmer.
That's correct.
Yeah. So you've been doing this a long time.
Believe it or not, we just turned 60. The company
Wow.
has been doing this now for 60 years. And, you know, we look at that as 60 years of just wonderful customer experience, listening. What do the customers need and want for their homes and for their office spaces? And, you know, I'm so proud when I look at the growth. I've been with the company for 24 years, and just seeing the growth that we've had in that period of time and the new solutions and products that we've been able to bring to market and help people navigate smart home really easily and just very simply, you know, figuring out if it's not something you feel comfortable with, how to find a pro installer in your area. If it is something you're comfortable with, giving them 24/7 access to free technical support to make sure they're comfortable, you know, having everything installed and programmed in their home. So it's fascinating to see where the smart home space has gone over the last few years. And I think people are, you know, people who maybe a few years ago were kind of looking at smart home as sort of gadgety are now realizing these are problem-solving devices. These are things that solve real problems in your home. In the same way that motorized shades are solving privacy issues, screen glare issues, you know, perfect lighting for your phone call issues, being able to control lights lets you walk into a well-lit home. It lets you mimic occupancy if you're away on vacation or away for the night. So many great attributes and things that really are just making people's lives easier.
Now, if you've got somebody who's maybe like a late adopter or just kind of nervous about taking the leap into home automation or smart home technology, what do you recommend as like a good starting point so maybe they can really dive in confidently?
Some folks think smart home devices are smarter than they are.
It's funny because, you know, I think smart home can mean different things to different people. You know, Lutron makes occupancy sensors that when you walk into a room, the light automatically goes on. And when you leave the space and it doesn't detect any more motion, the light goes off. To some people, that could be a smart home. You know, other definitions could be like the Lutron Caseta system, which is really our entry-level system, great for getting started with smart home. You can buy it in a kit where you can get started with one or two dimmers just to see how you like it, just to see, you know, are you comfortable using the app, you know, and you can keep it simple, keep it to those one or two lights in key areas, maybe outdoor lights or like an inside foyer light. And then as you get comfortable with the system and as you understand the conveniences it offers and, you know, the ease of really setting things up, we often see people expanding then to the key areas of their home. It's never designed to be an entire house system. You're not going to put every single light on a Caseta system, but lights in those key areas, the living spaces, the outdoor spaces, you know, you're going to very quickly enjoy the benefits of a smart home system.
Great advice. Hey, if you guys would like to learn more about smart lighting, visit CasetaWireless.com. That's CasetaWireless.com. And if you'd like to check out the new innovations in shades, go to SerenaShades.com, S-E-R-E-N-A, SerenaShades.com. Melissa Andresco, Chief Brand Ambassador for Lutron, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
All right, Melissa, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. That was Melissa Andresco from Lutron. Well, when it comes to home comfort, there's nothing worse than stepping on a cold, icy floor. I totally hate it when my feet are chilly. Well, fortunately, there are a number of ways that you can add heat to the floor and never feel the discomfort of frozen feet again. We're going to share the steps just ahead.
You live in a Money Pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oof, there goes another one. People are literally falling for these floors when they hear about LL Flooring's Dream Floor event. That's the sound of up to 25% off. Over 300 styles.
Whoa!
They just found the style that will go perfectly with their cabinets. They just found the scratch-resistant and waterproof floors they've been dreaming of. Find the lowest prices of the season at LL Flooring's Dream Floor event, April 6th through the 12th.
Are you okay, ma'am?
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Pit is presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you guys need some help with a renovation, a repair, maybe a decor project? Well, give us a call with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. Download the Angie app today.
Rosemary in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. I'm having a problem with the light bulb for the garage door. The light bulb keeps going out, and I understand there's a special one to use, but I haven't had time to check it out. Have you heard of such a thing?
Well, sometimes with all the vibration associated with that the operation of that garage door opener, you can get a lot of vibration. Sometimes that will ruin a standard incandescent bulb. There's a type of bulb called a rough duty bulb. You may have a hard time finding that in a normal hardware store or home center. I think a better idea is just to get yourself an LED light bulb. I think the LED bulbs are much more durable than incandescents, in addition to being much more cost-effective, and I think that will solve it.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I'll try that.
Well, when it comes to home comfort, there's nothing worse than stepping on a cold floor. One easy way to warm things up is with radiant floor heating.
Yeah, and here's how it works. I mean, similar to the warmth that you experience from the sun,
Radiant 4 heating systems provide heat directly to the underside of a floor. And then that floor warms up, and it warms up the air above it, which then naturally raises the temperature of the entire room. So just think of it as the radiant heat you get from the sun, except in this case, it's kind of going bottom up instead of top down.
Right. Now, according to the U.S. Department of Energy, radiant heating offers a number of advantages. It's more efficient than baseboard heating and usually more efficient than forced air heating because it eliminates duct loss. Plus, those with allergies often prefer radiant heat because it doesn't distribute those allergens like a forced air system does. Now, SunTouch has been making electric radiant heat flooring systems for more than 30 years, so they've got the experience, and they offer several radiant floor heating options that you can choose from.
Yeah, I like these options because they're all sort of in a kit format. The first one's called Tape Mat, and these are electric floor warming mats. They're designed for smaller spaces, you know, like a bathroom, and everything you need for a successful install is included within the all-in-one kit. And then if you've got a larger project, you might use Warm Wire with Heat Matrix. It's a snap-in floor warming system that's perfect for flexible installations, and it's really specifically designed for larger tile and stone flooring because it combines an uncoupling membrane. Now, that's the membrane that goes under those large tiles. It also adds a waterproof layer, and then together it prevents the tile and the stone from cracking. And then lastly, for homes that are built on basements or crawl spaces where you can access the underside of that space, there's another complete radiant heating system called Underfloor Mat. It's basically already assembled into sort of a foil-like radiator surface, and it gets installed between those floor joists above the crawl space or basement, and it provides the warmth and the comfort of heated floors without having to tear up or replace the existing flooring above.
Now, I think a lot of people, when they think about radiant heat flooring, they start to think that maybe it's really expensive to operate, but it's actually much lower than you'd expect. For example, if you use Tape Mat, the typical usage cost is about $2 to $3 per month for a 20-square-foot bathroom, or maybe $6 to $7 a month for a 100-square-foot kitchen. So not terrible.
Yeah. Now, if you'd like to step onto those warm, comfortable floors all year round, check out SunTouch. It's available in-store and at Home Depot and Tile Floor Distributors, and online also at Home Depot, Lowe's, Warm Your Floors, Amazon, Flooring Supply Shop, and lots more. So you can learn more at suntouch.com. It really is a very polished, complete system that's easy for DIYers to install. Suntouch.com.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they're going to handle the rest. Start to finish, download the Angie app today. Just ahead, Mark is renovating an Airstream trailer and needs our help. We're going to see what it takes to get him back on the road next.
Live in a money pit.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 15th, 16th, and 17th. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chancey Williams.
I've been living on rodeo, cold beer, and old Copenhagen.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear big day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, taking your questions here at the Money Pit. Mark wrote in saying, we're renovating an Airstream trailer and looking for a recommendation for a waterproof plywood subfloor. Well, it sounds like a fun project.
It does sound like a fun project. Well, first of all, Mark, I mean, plywood is never really waterproof. And I think what you're asking about is a plywood that's exterior rated, which basically means the glue is waterproof. There are really four grades of plywood. There's A, B, C, and D. And that refers to the quality and appearance of the plywood's face and back veneers. A is the best and the most expensive, and D is the least. But for floor sheathing, I would use something like a B, C, X. That means it's smooth enough for a floor surface and uses exterior glue. But the other option, if you want something that's simply not going to rot, is you could also purchase pressure-treated plywood, which is treated against rot. Leslie, I like Airstream trailers, and I've been looking at a number of the Facebook groups of folks that renovate these. They are major projects to renovate. It looks like we love those shells, but everything else needs to be replaced. So good luck with that project, Mark.
I mean, I follow a lot of people that renovate Ford Broncos from the late 60s, early 70s, and while I would love to have one, I don't even think I'd know where to start. So this seems just like that. Good luck, Mark, because that's an awesome project.
Well, a new vacuum might not be the most glamorous thing you buy, but this is a purchase that can make your life a whole lot easier. Leslie's got tips to help you pick the best one for you in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, buying a new vacuum, it's kind of the best thing ever. I mean, it's sucky when you need to get a new one because you've had one for ages and they're usually not that inexpensive. But when you find the right one and they work fantastically well, it's kind of exciting. I mean, vacuuming is kind of my favorite chore. So where do you start? You start with your floor type. If you've got wall-to-wall carpets, a classic upright's probably going to be the best one for you. Canister vacuums, they're good choices if your home's got a mix of carpet and hardwood, but they can be tough to lug around a bit. And you want to consider attachments. You know, if you've got a bunch of different things, maybe you have a drapery set that you want to use an attachment for. But if you don't have drapes, like, why do you need the attachment? Because sometimes those attachment packages definitely change the price for the vacuum. So think about what you kind of need and where and how you want to use it. From there, know the filtration of the vacuum. Vacuums that collect to a bag offer almost no filtration whatsoever. If keeping particles out of the air is important to you, you want to look for something that contains a high-efficiency particle air filter. You're like, that sounds familiar. Yes, that's a HEPA filter for sure. It's going to absorb more than 99% of larger particles, and that's really great if you suffer from household allergens. Now, speaking of allergies, you want to steer clear of bagless vacuums if you've got allergies, because when you empty that vacuum's bin, all of a sudden you're exposed to all of that dust and debris, and everything you did to avoid the allergens is right back in your face. So definitely have to look at the benefits, the features, where and how, what's in your house, and that's kind of going to narrow it down for you. And when you find a vacuum that works, you're going
to
love it.
Now, I know your birthday passed not too long ago, but now I know next year when it comes around what to get you, a new vacuum.
It's probably almost time. I think 1 year, maybe what, 12 years ago, you gave me an Amazon gift card, and I bought myself, I never know how to say it, a Miele.
Yeah.
Miele vacuum.
Right, and you told me you loved it, so I ended up buying one too.
I still love it. But it's showing its age a little bit, I think. But that's a great vacuum. So you got to find one you love. And I think it's different for everybody. And it doesn't have to cost $1 zillion. There's a ton of different price points.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, it's time to get outside and on those chilly evenings and enjoy a fire pit. We're going to tell you what you need to know to build your own. It's entirely possible. We'll tell you what you need, where to get all the materials, and how to do it yourself on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Former President Trump took to the stage in Michigan Saturday night to rally his base and get support for his slate of Republican candidates aiming to take on Democrats in the fall.
Mr. Trump blamed Democrats for gasoline prices, inflation, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He said voters can fix that.
7 months from now, the people of Michigan are going to fire the radical left Democrats who are destroying our country.
Prior to the event, Mr. Trump endorsed 18 down-ballot candidates in Michigan.
And you're going to elect an incredible slate of proud America First Republicans up and down the ballot?
President Trump plans to hold more Save America rallies in key states before the midterm elections. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Kansas returning to the NCAA championship game for the first time since 2012 after beating Villanova 81-65 in the first game of the Final Four. Jayhawks will face North Carolina. After the Tar Heels ended Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski's remarkable career with an 81-77 win over their arch-rival Blue Devils. The former chief prosecutor of the International Court, criminal court that is calling for an international arrest warrant be issued for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Carla Del Ponte told a Swiss newspaper there are clear war crimes being committed in Ukraine. The United States is imposing new sanctions against North Korea following recent missile tests by Pyongyang.
The Treasury Department accused 5 entities of providing support to North Korea's development of weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile programs. The new sanctions follow a rise in tensions with North Korea after 2 ballistic missile tests in late February and early March and another launch last week. Washington's move follows similar measures imposed by Japan. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. All almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The head of Russia's space program says the future of the International Space Station hangs in the balance because of sanctions against the country over its war against Ukraine.
The U.S., EU, and Canadian space agencies all missed a deadline to meet Russian demands for lifting sanctions. Dmitry Rogozin says that could disrupt the operation of Russian spacecraft servicing the space station. This past week, a U.S. astronaut caught a ride back to Earth from the station with the Russians.
The Soyuz MS-19 begins the journey home to complete a year-long odyssey for Mark Vandehei.
After Rogozin's comments, he wrote on social media he'd received responses from his Western counterparts vowing to promote further cooperation. I'm Julie Walker.
Seven accident investigators from the NTSB in China to help authorities look for clues into what caused last month's crash of a China Eastern Airlines jet. More at townhall.com. Sarah Palin yesterday shook up an already unpredictable race for Alaska's lone U.S. House seat.
She joined a field of 50 other candidates seeking to fill the seat held for decades by the late U.S. Representative Don Young, who died last month. Palin filed paperwork Friday with the State Division of Election Office in Wasilla. Palin, a former Alaska governor who was the 2008 Republican vice presidential nominee, has the biggest national political profile in the PAC field. It includes current and former state legislators and a North Pole city council member named Santa Claus. Patrick Foss reporting.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo suing the state's Ethics Commission, part of an ongoing dispute over the earnings he made from a book that he wrote about his efforts during the pandemic. Joint Commission on Public Ethics granted approval for the book deal after being told the Democrat would not use state personnel or resources, but found out otherwise. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City.
Brian, everything you say is awesome. I love your show.
I'd like to compliment you on having the best show on radio. Thank you.
The most approachable radio host in America.
You're different than any of the other folks on the radio, so thank you for what you do.
Thank you for always calling balls and strikes. I really do appreciate that.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here, everyone. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show coming to you from New York City, which, if there's any luck, if we can have any luck at all, we will be done with the no cash bail law soon in this great country of ours. Also, we will have a chance this hour to be joined. Let me just try to get these TVs set. To be joined by Julie Banderas, and we'll do a simulcast on Barney and Company. And I'm going to put the big three on hold right now because I have one of my best guests I could possibly have. If you're American, we certainly owe him a debt of gratitude. His name is Ken Burns, our premier documentarian historian in this nation, who has taken on, I would say, the awesome task on taking on a person I believe outside Washington might be America's MVP. Ken Burns, congratulations on your newest project, Benjamin Franklin. It airs in two parts, April 4th and 5th on PBS, of course. beginning at 8 o'clock. Ken, welcome back.
Thank you, Brian. It's great to hear your voice again. Yeah, no, I'll tell you, I'll get right out of the box. I think there's a moment in the film where you think, wow, maybe he's more important than Washington, because Washington's outside of Yorktown there with 9,000 of his colonial regulars, the Continental Army, clothed now and armed by the French. Thank you, Benjamin Franklin. Next to him are nearly the same number of French soldiers who've been sent there by the king. Thank you very much, Mr. Franklin. And Cornwallis, the British commander's escape, is blocked by a French fleet that's also outside of Yorktown. Thank you very much, Mr. Franklin. So the singular victory, the victory that won our revolution, is all due to the greatest diplomat in American history, who also happens to be the greatest writer of the 18th century, American writer, the great first American humorist, a successful businessman, the greatest scientist in the world that century, a premier inventor, an editor of the Declaration of Independence, and the person who forged all the essential and some tragic compromises that created the United States of America. He's older than any of the others. His son is older than Jefferson and Adams and Madison. So you have the wisdom of the age embodied in this man who is by far one of the most compelling figures of the entire 18th century, if not our American story.
Absolutely. And, you know, he's not a perfect guy, but, man, did he live an incredible life. How did you break it up? You brought it up into two. It's titled Join or Die, 1706 to 1774, and the second episode, 75 to 1790. Was that tough to make that decision?
Oh, God, yeah. We're moving the goalposts on this thing was really tough, but it's exactly right. I mean, basically, we have the first 69 years of his life in episode one, and man, is it jam-packed. But in addition to all the things that I told you about, episode one has this kid growing up in Puritan Boston who has only 2 years of schooling. So as one of the commentators in the film says, he didn't know what he didn't need to know, so he decided he had to know everything. That's the key to Benjamin Franklin. He just is curious about who he is. He wants to improve himself. He wants to join with other people. He has great sense of civic responsibility and paying back. He is, as you suggest, an enslaver of household slaves, but he evolves on that, and by the end of episode two, he's an abolitionist. I mean, it's a really great story, but what happens is he figures out decades before anybody else that there might be this thing called an American, not a British subject in these 13 colonies, but an American. He's a postmaster. He's connected everybody together. If you're in South Carolina and you send a letter from Charleston to Boston, it goes through London. And he goes, no, no, no. So he begins to suggest 20 years before the revolution, what was called the Albany Plan of Action, in which he drew a figure of a segmented snake representing the various states cut up, and he says, join or die. And everybody thought it was too radical. He borrowed this, believe it or not, ironically, from Native American Confederation, the Iroquois Confederation, Haudenosaunee, as it was called, that held together the various tribes without warring because they could found a way to resolve disputes. So he suggests this, and, you know, people said, no, too radical for us. But 20 years later, when the revolution happens, it's the slogan that's adopted, join or die, with this snake cut up representing the 13 colonies. It's brilliant. So he understands what it means to be an American, but he nevertheless spends those 20 years mostly in London trying to bridge the gap of between the colonists and Great Britain. And the rhetoric is escalating on both sides. It's getting out of hand. He's trying really hard. He makes a mistake. It's pretty interesting in the film, but he's excoriated in the cockpit, a place in Whitehall, in Westminster, where Henry VIII used to have cockfights. And a prosecutor screams at him for an hour, and he walked into there a Briton and walks out an American. And so that's sort of the end of the first episode. It's riveting, riveting.
I mean, the first fire department, there's a Franklin stove, the lightning rod, bifocals. This is nothing this guy couldn't do. Here's an idea of what you'll see in this two-part series, the latest work of Ken Burns on Benjamin Franklin. Let's listen.
The American identity begins when Benjamin Franklin knit the American colonies together. Franklin is endlessly interesting.
Printer, scientist, revolutionary.
He is the only founding father who evidently had a sense of humor.
His vision is broader than the American Revolution.
The things that he spoke of, that he wrote about, had a certain amount of power.
He really was an American genius.
And he's somebody who played a role in the writing of the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, rather. He was a delegate of the Constitutional Convention. He wasn't somebody to fight in the war. He was older than that time, right, Ken?
Yes, exactly. Way older. And he forges those compromises. If you go back to the Declaration, Jefferson, charged with writing it, beautiful document, obviously, sends it to Franklin first for his edits. He's an editor, right? He's a printer. And he says, "We hold these truths to be sacred and undeniable." And Franklin goes, "Hang on a second, Tom. We're in the age of enlightenment. We're governed by reason and experiment and by rationality. We hold these truths to be self-evident." And you can see the cross out of sacred and undeniable. Man, it gives you goosebumps, right? And there's the word self-evident. If that isn't, as one of our commentators says, a world-class suggestion, it was just fantastic. Yeah, it was just fantastic. And then, you know, he's going to be there to forge it. I mean, he's in at every little thing creating us and the U.S. And, you know, a big important thing is he's on the $100 bill. It's the largest bill in basic circulation in the United States, right? People don't brandish anything higher than a $100 bill usually, right? And he's the symbol of upward mobility. He's the symbol of striving. He's a poor kid from Boston, brings himself up. But we're missing half the picture. It was always tethered, as you said, to this idea of civic responsibility, about giving back, about the unum as well as the pluribus. And so he does start volunteer fire departments. He does create a police force. He starts a university. He starts the first free lending library. He starts a philosophical society. In fact, that's where the first copy of the Declaration is. You can go see it in there in Jefferson's handwritten, very accessible, looks like my messy handwriting. But, you know, a lot more important than anything I'll ever write. And it's all there. And it's, you know, this man comes alive. He gives us a portal into our founding where that doesn't seem so far away. It doesn't feel like waistcoats and breeches and powdered wigs. It feels like a real person struggling to be a better person, a more perfect person, as the preamble of the Constitution says, struggling to pursue happiness, which was not material things. It was lifelong learning for the founders. All of them felt that.
And it was
capital H happiness.
And he was also, I mean, so many things. I remember reading his first biography. I think it was like 100 pages, and it talked about how, you know, he worked for his brother and then just went on his own to Philadelphia, and he had very little in his pocket. One thing sticks out with me. I'll paraphrase it. He said, "I have almost nothing in my pocket, but then someone asked me for money. I don't know why I was compelled. Why is it that when you have so little, you're always the first to give, but maybe you don't want people to know how little you have?" So he started off on meager means.
Yeah, this is really true. He was an indentured servant, one notch short of being a slave, an enslaved person. He was an indentured servant to his older brother James in the print shop, and because he was so good, he would send in these anonymous letters under the name of Silas Duguid and poke fun at Cotton Mather, the reigning, you know, religious figure of the time, and their dogmas. And finally, the brother becomes so jealous that it's impossible, and he runs away, and you know, steals. Gets on a ship and ends up in Philadelphia. But what we find is that people with nothing often give more, a greater percentage of what they have than people who a lot. Because if you've got $100 and somebody says, "Hey man," your friend says, "I really need $100, you give it to him. Franklin was about that kindness and that generosity. If you've got $1,000, somebody comes to you and says, "Hey, give me 100. You go, "Well, then I'll only have 900. So you're just, you know, the calculus. If, okay, I've got $1 billion. Can you lend me 100 million? You know, whatever it is, it just gets a little bit. And thank goodness, you know, in our country, philanthropy is at the heart of what I do. You know, all my stuff is on public broadcasting. And that, besides the broadcast, it'll be available, you know, streaming forever for all those on all the PBS platforms. But I don't get these films made unless Bank of America is generous.
Exactly.
Unless various individuals. David Rubenstein, the philanthropist, patriotic philanthropist, is generous, and the Better Angels Society, and the Park Foundation, and that sort of stuff.
I watch it, and I got your PBS app, too. Here's another cut of some of the quotes that you say you find out, or some of them were kind of stolen and reworked. Let's listen. Cut 36.
He that lies down with dogs shall rise up with fleas. God helps them that help themselves. Haste, he said, makes waste, and lost time is never found again.
God heals, and the doctor takes the fees. A countryman between two lawyers is like a fish between two cats. The greatest monarch on the proudest throne is obliged to sit upon his own arse.
Franklin is endlessly quotable. You could live your life, I think, in Franklin aphorisms, most of which, we should say, are stolen from other people, but slightly reworked. So in Franklin's version, they're in a better form. Three can keep a secret if two of them are dead.
I love that last one.
So, Kate,
that's a great
about
writer.
The process. I know you did it from Walter Isaacson's book, but I always love
to hear your... No, work with Walt.
Oh, you work with him? So
and he's on camera, but we have lots of the last woman you just heard is Stacey Schiff, who wrote a magnificent book about Jefferson's diplomatic genius in convincing the French another monarch to fight another monarch. It's great.
But I love when since you have such fundamental knowledge to begin with before you start these projects outside maybe Muhammad Ali, I'm not sure. What did you learn that you said, oh, my goodness, I cannot believe he did that, or I can't believe, good or bad? What did you learn about Benjamin Franklin?
I think I inherited the way most of our listeners had, that the lightning needed to strike the kite. It didn't. And a few of the things, the aphorisms, the sense of being pulling up by the bootstraps, the civic commitment to the us of the United States, all of that intimacy, all of the things he sacrificed. He held all those inventions you listed at the beginning, Brian, without patent. He shared them with humanity. It's the lightning rod based on his scientific principles. I mean, the things that we use today about electricity, I'm presuming you're not an expert in electricity, but when we say negative and positive, most people understand what we're talking. When you say battery or charge or conductor with regard to electricity, people know what you're talking about. These are all Franklin words that he borrowed from other parts of the lexicon to help people understand this fundamental thing. And then he goes, but none of this is useful unless I do something. So he invents the lightning rod, which sounds like a nothing thing. It saves thousands of lives a year without patent. Same with the stove, same with the catheter, same with the bifocal, same with all of the things. He charted, he's the first person to chart the Gulf Stream and explain why it's harder to go, why it takes longer to go in one direction than the other, and why it's warmer and where it's warmer.
It's amazing.
He's omnivorous in his curiosity about the facts of life. He looks at the human circulatory system and then looks at a leaf and the veins in the leaf, and he, extrapolates some great thought. He's just always improving. And as I said, the most important thing is he thinks, it's okay to own slaves. And then all of a sudden he starts a school for black kids and is stunned to find out in Philadelphia that they have exact same potential and aptitude as white kids. And then all of a sudden, he no longer has slaves, and he is the president in his last year of his life of the Pennsylvania Society for the Abolition of Slavery, and he introduces into the new United States government a thing he is as responsible as anyone for creating, proposing the abolishment of slavery. The Senate doesn't even take it up. The House goes nuts and says no and votes it down, and of course, 85 years from when the Declaration was signed, we'll go to civil war over that. But he's there on the right side of things at the right moment, right, well before the abolitionist movement really gets started in the United States in the 1820s and 30s.
Ken, you got a busy day. You have to go to another interview. We have to go to a break, but I can't. Thanks so much for giving us some time. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, Brian. Please take care.
Absolutely, and it's a great series. I'm so glad you did it. Ken Burns, thanks. It'll be April 4th and 5th at 8 o'clock. You can follow him at Ken Burns and find out details about Benjamin Franklin. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7618 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7618. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7618 now to secure your new Morgan Silver Dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7618.
Circle up, team. We've got status.
Evelyn's marketing consultancy client roster is skyrocketing.
Okay, so this week is a biggie. We've got the pitch and 3 client meetings.
She needs another analyst before her team's free time plummets.
Who's running the competitive analysis on Fruit Snack?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you drive, you need the free Get Upside Gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. The free Get Upside Gas app gets you up to 50 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. 3 million people have earned cash back with Get Upside just for buying gas.
I always use Get Upside.
It's just free money for buying gas.
Download the free Get Upside app now in the App Store or Google Play. Use promo code PASS. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code PASS. Get Upside. Code PASS.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Is a holy war over religion and politics behind Russia's invasion of Ukraine? Former Ambassador for International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback.
Vladimir Putin had at one point painted himself as the defender of Christendom. That's how he fashions himself.
Brownback, speaking at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville this week, says Russia's Orthodox Christianity began more than a millennia ago in Kyiv, Ukraine. 3 years ago, the Patriarch of the World's Orthodox Churches granted Ukraine independence from the Russian Orthodox Church in Moscow. To Western officials, it seemed a victory for religious freedom. To Putin and the closely aligned Russian Church, it was a shattering slap in the face.
That blew a gasket with the Russian Orthodox Church. They were livid. And I believe it honestly is in his own heart and soul as to why he thinks he's justified in doing this, which is totally wrong.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at radio.foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Iman speaks on Israel's nationhood.
So it seemed to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language, and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. March is National Kidney Month, sponsored by the National Kidney Foundation. It's to promote kidney awareness, prevention, and treatment. Kidneys filter waste and perform vital functions, controlling things like red blood cell production and blood pressure. But over time, they can be damaged with little or no warning signs. National Kidney Foundation Chief Medical Officer Dr. Joseph Esselotti says, of the 26 million American adults estimated to have kidney disease, most don't know they have it. That's why taking care of your kidneys, especially if you're at risk for kidney disease, is vital. The foundation says there are 5 simple things you can do to protect your kidneys. Get tested. Reduce over-the-counter pain medicines like non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Cut down on processed food. Exercise regularly. And stay well hydrated. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If I become something different because it grew bigger, I'll quit. If it gets to a point where I can't do it anymore, where I have to do it in some sort of weird way, where I walk on eggshells and mind my P's and Q's, that.
That is Joe Rogan talking about the pressure he has felt in the past, a question he got on his podcast, 3 hours long, number one or number two in the country, depending on the venue or vehicle. He says, I'll quit before I'll do it. I'll give the money back when it comes to Spotify. I gave him $100 million. I mean, the guy... How many times, the big question is, how many times you have to make $100 million to feel as though you don't need to have to anymore? But he, you know, I'm sure he felt pressure. He felt pressure to, when Neil Young comes out against him or other people look at some old things that he said that, using a word he shouldn't use. But people are digging things up the way, same way they did with Kevin Hart, the same they did with Eddie Murphy, the same thing they're doing with almost every comedian now that you go back to, or finding out movies that no longer work, whether it's Gone with the Wind on down. I never saw anybody running and trying to destroy history than this generation of all ages. Now the latest one is we can't have Disney movies. We can't have Disney parks. They use the term boys and girls. They don't have enough gay characters, trans characters, Hispanic characters, black characters. I understand now that with crews, when it comes to crews, when it comes to making a movie, if you don't have diversity in the crew, from the key grip to the director, you're not going to be eligible for any awards. You might not be able to get financing. They'll pressure groups and studios not to do the movie, which is wiping out a lot of qualified people. Maybe you have too many Hispanics on that show, and you got a great lighting guy or woman. Sorry, I have too many Hispanics. I need a white woman, or I need a black woman, or I need a black man, or I need a gay man. I need a gay woman. I need a trans woman, or else I'm not going to be able to do The Godfather Part 7. That's where they're heading in Hollywood, and they deserve this type of acrimony and challenge because they started all this. Incredible. Hey, when we come back, Julie Banderas joins me. I'm sure she has an opinion on this and so much more. And then Barney and Company will do a simulcast. Brian Kilmeade here.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Go big to feed your dinner bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow-sized 14-ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house-made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Reading, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
RC from Tobacco and Brew here, introducing this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Perla del Mar, a gem of a smoke. The Perla del Mar features special, hand-selected, aged binder and long filler from four distinct regions of Nicaragua. Smooth, lush flavor with a complex but balanced smoking experience. Perla del Mar. Get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And for them to let him stay in that room and enjoy the rest of the show and accept his award, I was like, how gross is this? This is just the wrong message. You know, like, you assault somebody, you get escorted out the building, and that's it. You know, but for them to let him continue, I thought it was gross.
Wow, that is Wanda Sykes, one of the three hosts of the Oscars, which was pretty much a bunch of movies that you probably didn't see, because those artsy movies are not the big box office ones. The ones that evidently in the movie business, it's all about the cartoons, doing the Spider-Mans and all those, the Batmans, those are the ones that get the big box office. So just when you thought it was okay to go to bed around 11:15, we fought the famous slap heard around the world. Now we find out that Will Smith, after he hit Chris Rock, was asked to leave. He said no. How unbelievable is that? Julie Banderas is here. You see her all over the channel. You'll see her today at noon. Julie, you said to me before this started,
right.
Great to see you.
Good to see you.
You said, I love this story.
Oh, God, I love this story. First of all, I mean, the fact that he wasn't kicked out, forced out. I mean, if you get in a bar fight, okay, there's a bouncer there
you're ready
to drag your butt
out of
there.
You're famous.
You're at the freaking Oscars that's being televised internationally, and you're not being told to leave. You don't have a choice when you bring violence on another person. That's an illegal act, first of all.
But he's about to win Best Actor.
Oh, my God, I know. And then he didn't even address it, which makes it worse, which then also you know, further proves the point that his apology was a bunch of BS.
Next day on Instagram.
Next day on Instagram, he apologizes publicly to Chris Rock. He should have apologized on that stage. Not that that would have been much better, but at least it would have been a start. He shouldn't have been on the stage, period.
But, I mean, how do you say no when security goes over? Because you're Will Smith, right?
Exactly, because you're Will Smith.
So it was so cool. I think Ricky Gervais says he looked at Twitter and he was trending. He's like, what am I doing? He's in England. And they came up to him because
he's so funny.
He's the ultimate insult comic where he got personal with everybody, but you don't usually make fun of somebody's hair if they have a disease.
Right.
My sense is Chris Rock did not know.
I don't think he knew.
And he said he didn't know, but everyone's like, how could you not know? Because I don't know. I don't follow her career. So they went to Ricky Gervais and he said, what would happen? He goes, it never would have happened to me. He goes, why? He goes, I wouldn't have made fun of her hair. I would have made fun of her boyfriend, who's 22 years old, and the friend of her son's. That's a better joke and more Ricky Gervais-esque.
And it's actually
and
out there.
For that.
And it's out there. So you can't even get mad about it because she herself and he have admitted to the fact that they have an open relationship. So,
did that ever work?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, I've never tried it.
I actually should try. I'm going to try it, and then I'll get back to you next time I'm here, and I'll let you know how that
works. Julie would
out.
Help the show.
I would. Listen, Brian, I'll do anything.
If you could help my radio show that
way. I will absolutely do anything. I'm going to try it. How many people do I need to date before I come back on the show?
To make it effective?
Yeah. Like
something Gallup would accept?
I need to do a real scientific poll, like an AP poll, maybe a Fox News poll.
What I would need is cooperation from other people. Here's why.
Okay.
Because
it
I can't just say...
consensual? Oh, Jesus. You didn't say that.
What I'm trying to think of, that's a good point, too. It should be consensual.
Oh, okay.
The other thing is, we have to get couples to agree to this, and it's got to be couples that I don't know.
Okay.
Because it would be awkward for me.
Okay.
Because if you're going to do a survey, whether it's dentist or whether it's a politician,
right.
You need more than just the Julie Banderas marriage, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Right.
You're right.
So this is, it's an open relationship. Why they think it'll work is beyond me. I mean, I know that's Hollywood-centric, but the kids seem pretty wacky, too.
Yeah, I mean, I feel so sorry for their children. I think the whole thing is terrible. I think Will Smith has got to be punished somehow by the Oscars. I mean, they've got to.
They can't take it away.
No. But they're going to punish him.
5 years ineligible?
Maybe. Yeah. Like, suspend him so that he's ineligible to be awarded for an award show that is just so grand. And it also just put a shadow on everybody else the whole night. There were so many beautiful moments. Liza Minnelli, that whole thing. And he ruined it for a lot of different actors.
Liza Minnelli, now, I heard people talking about this. Was it awkward? Is she really not?
Yeah.
Not
yeah. I question why they put her up there, to be honest.
Right.
I mean, it made me uncomfortable. It made me feel sorry for her. I thought Lady Gaga is a sweetheart, the way that she handled it. But I just was so uncomfortable for her. Let me put it this way. If that was my mother or my grandmother, I would have been mad at the Academy for putting her on the stage and putting her in that sort of spotlight.
Right. And plus, would your grandmother ever introduce a category at the Oscars?
No. So, yeah, and we've never been invited to the Oscars, the entire Banderas
which
family,
is a shame.
Which I actually am a bit
and that is also not right.
No.
Here's Chris Rock last night in Boston. I think some people were saying that his tickets to a normal comedy club night. So listen to what he said. This is how he addressed it. He's wearing an all-white suit. You saw him walking with his hat down. And evidently, people said he was funny, but he could tell he was still shaking up. Cut 19.
I don't have, like, a bunch of about what happened. Somebody came to hit at. I had, like, a whole show I wrote before this weekend. And I'm still kind of processing what happened. Like, at some point, I'm talking about that.
So how do you handle that? I mean, he's not a main, even though he's one of the top five comics in the country, he's not a mainstream Bob Saget like, sadly, Biz passed away, where he's a mainstream comic. So how do you maintain that cool? At the same time, your story is going to be worth a lot. I mean, it's Oprah.
Listen, I mean,
is it Oprah you call?
He doesn't have Will Smith money, but he's a popular comedian. I mean, I know him personally, actually. He used to play, and he still does perform at the Comedy Cellar, and I'm really good friends with the owner there. So he's a good guy. He has a lot of mean comedy, but that is kind of part of the roasting of
it.
I don't necessarily love roasting. I like to roast, but not going for the gut. Sometimes they go a little too far. But, I mean, I think this is great for his career. His tickets used to sell for around $150 to $200. Some of these tickets were selling for over $900. Mm. So his star is rising. So I think he should send Will Smith a thank you note, quite frankly.
Right. So here, evidently behind the scenes, he
said, like flowers, dead ones.
He had some good lines. I guess behind the scenes, he said Muhammad Ali just punched me and I don't have a scratch.
Yep, I saw that.
So that was good. And then we heard the erroneous report that P. Diddy said they were at the party and they made up. That's not true. They never spoke. By the way, would you go to a party after you get hit on international television?
Jesus, I don't know.
What about Will Smith dancing
on that? And by the way, did you see some of the behind the scenes? When he told the joke, Will Smith was cracking up. It wasn't until Jada rolled her eyes that he reacted. So that was interesting. He didn't really get mad until he saw that his wife didn't take it well.
Right. Well, Christy Alley says this. I don't usually voice complaints about Hollywood because it's been very good to me. But after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock in front of the world and then got a standing ovation for the award, I was disgusted beyond words. Get your blank together, Hollywood. Violence is not an option. You know who said that? Jim Carrey said that.
Oh, I love what Jim Carrey said.
You think he was right?
He says, I'd sue him for $200 million. I mean, I don't know about a lawsuit, but I think he should have pressed charges. I don't know.
Well, do you think this is bigger than when Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift?
Oh, yes. And I hate Kanye West. I just want to put that on the record. I can't stand him. But this isn't about him. This is about this. I think that this is a much bigger deal. I mean, what Kanye did was disgusting. But what Will Smith did is illegal. I mean, there's a big difference.
Well, a couple of things, too, is that now Chris Rock is going to sit down and he's going to talk to somebody. But I think it's kind of cool that he didn't just make a statement, doesn't bother me, whatever. I also think it's pretty amazing, although I heard the whole thing, he wasn't too cool afterwards. He was trying to get his... trying to get his composure back.
He was really
back.
Shaken up.
He was, but he continued.
Yeah.
He continued.
Well, he had to. He had no choice.
Right. Well, he could say, guys, you straighten this out. I'm out of here. And for the West Coast, for the East Coast fee, which we got, they could have edited that out,
I would have insisted that Will Smith get dragged out of that stadium or out of that theater before I return to the stage.
But what is better, what you just said or what he did? I mean, if he said, listen, I'm not going to do this. You get out. I don't want this guy here anymore. Then all of a sudden it's who likes Will Smith and who likes Chris Rock. But
right.
He sits up there. He says it was a joke. And then he keeps cursing.
I think it's good for – I think what Chris Rock did was right. I think what he did was good because he's gaining more sympathy. I think he is looking – a lot of people were upset with him because he went after Jada and her hair issue. But he obviously didn't, I don't think, know about her health issues. I think everyone's siding mostly on Chris.
Julie, what are you doing today at noon? Did you see your rundown? Did you approve it? You work with John Roberts.
I am going to be on Outnumbered.
Oh,
actually.
Outnumbered.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Outnumbered at 12 o'clock, and we're going to be talking about tons of stuff. We're going to be talking about the parents' rights bill in Florida that Governor DeSantis signed on Wednesday and, you know, the fallout because of that.
And
people say, don't say gay bill. I hate that.
But it's mislabeled
it.
to defame.
I'm sorry, but it involves kindergartners through third grade. I have children in those grades, and I do not talk to them about gender or sex, and I don't even talk to my 11-year-old about sex.
Do you know parents that would disagree with you that want their toddler talking about sexuality and
That's ridiculous. And
gender identification?
Yeah, well, not this parent.
And so when this is read, do you realize what a win this is going to be for Governor DeSantis?
Mm-hmm.
When they actually, even though he didn't write it,
mm-hmm.
he approved it
right. And
signed it. But do you realize when people realize to know they're mislabeling this, they're allowing Joe Biden to walk into a raging bonfire.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. And Joe Biden has also just passed legislation that is going to defend, trans surgeries and so forth and different procedures for minors. I can't even get into all of that. Honestly, I just think, you know, there is a certain age that you introduce talk about sexuality, and it's not when you're 5.
I'm still not comfortable.
No, I'm not.
I'm
only 25, and I'm not ready to go
there. It would help me a lot if there was someone I could talk to.
I'll teach you a thing or two, Brian.
If you don't mind.
Okay, next time.
So, Julie, we'll do that in the break. We'll watch you on Outnumbered at noon.
Okay.
Back in a moment. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. I'm going to go on with Stuart Varney on FBN when we return. Don't move.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now.
Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Dealing with ED is difficult enough, but the pressure of not satisfying your partner makes it even worse. ED can be tough on a relationship, but at Hims, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get the prescription medication that treats ED at affordable prices. Hims ED medication has the same active ingredients as Viagra, but because it's generic, you pay 90% less. That's right, 90% less. A whole month's supply is just $30, and it's sent right to your home for free in discreet packaging. Hims offers the same medication you'd get from your doctor, but without the copay, expensive appointments, or awkward face-to-face conversations. And with Hims, every online visit is free, and your relationship, right back on track. For a free online consultation, go to 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free visit. forhims.com/joy.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music.
I was born an original sinner. I was born from original sin.
That's Ann Wilson of Heart tackling one of her favorite songs by another artist, Eurythmics. And you can hear she nails her cover of Missionary Man.
Dad, what you doing? Get down.
The track is newly released off her upcoming album titled Fierce Bliss. The song originally appeared on Eurythmics' 1986 album, Revenge.
If I had a dollar bill for all the things I've done, there'd be a mountain of money, 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 money.
Wilson gives it a nice spin, and she does some other rock covers too, of Queen and Vince Gill. The album is slated for release late April.
But don't mess with the missionary man.
Laura Ingle, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Elsie Fisher and Sarah Yarkin of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, a direct sequel to the original film, which is now streaming on Netflix.
What is the filming experience on something like this? Are there bizarre and kind of surreal moments when you're in it? Is it very needed to have some lighter moments when you're not filming? Like, okay, cut for the day, let's go watch a comedy.
I think there's a lot of decompression, for sure. There is a lot of on-set shenanigans, too. Very, very fun.
Super rigorous, both emotionally and physically. And I know there were nights Elsie and I were, I would say, both going crazy and keeping...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Doing terrible bits and jokes. When you do have Leatherface, Michael Myers, Ghostface, what's the villain wish list matchup now? Because there have been crossovers in the past.
I do almost think maybe Michael Myers and Leatherface. So I think that would be really funny for them to have like a little like moment where they're like, oh my God, you're just like me.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
The Brian Kilmeade Show joins Fox Business's Barney & Company with Stuart Barney. Don't just hang in there on your investments. Call Talon Wealth and get peace of mind with active management of your portfolio. Dial #250 and save financial plan. Investment advisory services offered through Talon Private Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Hey, in a matter of moments, I'm going to go FBN. And don't forget, right after I hang up with Stuart Barney, 1-866-408-7669. And also getting set to host One Nation, keep in mind, too, as Brett Baer finishes up with Stuart Barney. One Nation Saturdays at 11, Saturdays at 8, repeated at 11 p.m. Eastern time. So I'll make sure to do that. And we're going to open up with a very good topic.
Brian Kilmeade. You can't do that to Brett Baer, but I did it. Hey, Brian, good morning to you.
Good to see you. I hate following Brett. He's a superstar.
He is indeed. The CDC allowed the teachers union to edit the guidance that kept millions of children out of school. Here's the CDC director saying it. Roll tape. Maybe not. Okay, we know that the teachers union was allowed to edit the guidelines that the CDC put out for going back to school. And essentially, I think that kept kids out of school for a long time. What do you make of that?
Especially in New York City, where some kids are still not back in the system. The longer they stayed out, the harder it would be to get them in. A lot of them are in adverse situations. We know how hard it is in urban environments a lot of times because of the challenging situations to learn from home. Some didn't have laptops. Instead, I was saying we got to get these kids back in school. They did everything they should, put tons of money in, got the schools compliant, put the teachers inoculated first. And then we find out behind the scenes they put their hand on, they paid the refs. Yeah. And yeah. The CDC was supposed to be guided by the science. Remember, President Trump wasn't led by the science. He was led by politics, not with Joe Biden. Oops, absolutely with Joe Biden. Where was Anthony Fauci expressing some outrage on that? Like he would sit there right next to President Trump and basically contradict exactly what the former president had to say. Why wouldn't that come up to with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press? Hey, by the way, the CDC is taking their marching orders from the teachers' unions, not from you. How does it feel? But it never came up, and he never put that out there either. Never expressed some concern.
The reputation of the CDC and the teachers' union has been trashed. That is my opinion, and I'm going to stick with it. I've got to raise this one with you as well, Brian. We got a New York City Health Department person. She was bludgeoned with a hammer by an ex-con. Now she's blaming the woke bail reforms for surging crime. The bail or low bail, the no bail or low bail rule, Brian, it's got to go, right? It's got to go.
Hey, look, the Democratic mayor said it. The appointed police chief of New York said it. We know in Nassau County, we had Commissioner Ryder say this is going to be a disaster. We had the same thing in Suffolk County, New York, and then the whole country gets this no cash bail. Look at the smash and grabs in San Francisco and Los Angeles. It is unbelievable what's taking place here brazenly because there's going to be no hell to pay. So just to have everyone update you what's happening in New York, the mayor went up and got his went up to Capitol Hill and got blistered to even bring to Albany, the state capitol, and got blistered for even asking to go to the no cash bail. Then the commissioner went up and said the same thing. The governor saw the polls that 6 out of every 10 New Yorkers want no cash bail eliminated and back to the way it was. So Governor Hochul hoping to win her first election. Remember, she was appointed after Governor Cuomo was disgraced by we exposed exactly what he's about. And she is going, okay, I'm going to look to reform no cash bail. Not the way it should be, but to a degree. And she's still getting pushback from the Democrats. It's anti-citizen. These are the types of things that got Governor Youngkin elected in Virginia, and we'll get possibly congressman.
But the tide's turned.
Yeah.
But Brian, the tide is turning. These experiments in city government, from Los Angeles to New York to Chicago, have not worked, and everybody knows it. I think there's some serious big change to come. Last word to you.
Yeah, I just saw Congressman Zeldin, who's Jewish, serves in the military, congressman from New York, won in a very purple district. He is now between 1 and 2 points from Hochul. Why is that in a Democratic state? The things you just said, Stuart, because the American people are done, New Yorkers in particular, done with high taxes where you get very little in return. Done with the fact that there's no hell to pay and criminals never seem to pay. They want to be safe in their own city. They want to have a livable city. They don't want an arrogant place. That's why there could be some massive change here. At least my hope is.
I think it will. I think the tide is really beginning to turn in the favor of peace and justice. That's my opinion. Brian, you're all right. Thanks for joining us. Always. We'll see you again soon.
All right. Go get him, Stuart. Thank you. All right, 1-866-408-7669. So, I mean, there's no question. I don't know if you've seen that. I was talking about it today, is that there's a big push in Albany now among some Democrats and not enough to, because it's basically a Democratic-run state. There's no more House majority in either legislative body. And there's certainly not a Republican governor. It's not since Governor Pataki and who had to be moderate because of the people he leads. There's no cash bail. The people are getting out as if they didn't commit any crime at all. And they find out that 5% of the people that are accused of a crime have been charged with a crime. They get to leave on their own recognizance. 5% that they know of go ahead and commit that crime again. So why would you even risk that? Well, because prisons were overcrowded. So you emptied the prison during the pandemic, which was your agenda anyway. And then you find out with no cash bail, it says it's not fair to rich people. They can bail their way out, the Hunter Bidens of the world. And other people who live paycheck to paycheck or on government assistance, They are accused of a crime. They have to stay in. There could be something that could be addressed on that. I understand that. But when it comes to violent crime, you should let or crimes in which people could reoffend. Carjacking seems to me something that you will do more than once. Let the judge at least have the ability to look at that criminal, look at their past, and say, okay, you're staying behind bars. It's not fair to the American public for us to do this. So I think that it's going to change. And I think New York could be the first to change when it comes to this no cash bail. I don't know anybody that's actually for it, because a lot of people that are for it have representatives that voted for it, and also know people are directly affected by the number of crimes that are happening in and around this area. Now, get this. The governor, the mayor of New York City, is saying, I'm tired of this homeless situation. Let's get these encampments up. Look at all these syringes. And when it comes to the subways, why are we letting people beat the fare? Let's start grabbing those people. What did Rudy Giuliani, Ray Kelly, and Commissioner Bratton do? Exactly that. And Carrick. Back to the future. However it happens, make it happen.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House Pizza, Pasta, Grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump was in Michigan Saturday night headlining a Save America rally in Washington Township, where he ripped President Biden on the current economy.
Biden and the congressional Democrats triggered massive inflation. They declared war on American energy, and the middle class is now being crushed by the highest gas and food prices in the history of our country. Can you believe it?
Kansas returns to the NCAA championship game for the first time since 2012 after beating Villanova 81-65 in the first game of the Final Four. In the second game, North Carolina beat the Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski's and ending his remarkable career with an 81-77 win over the arch-rival Blue Devils. Ukraine's deputy prime minister says 765 residents have managed to make it out of Mariupol in private vehicles. The besieged port city has been the site of some of the world's war's worst attacks. International Red Cross was saying a team with three vehicles and nine staff members had planned to get into Mariupol on Saturday. Ukraine President Zelensky warning residents of northern Ukraine to be careful of shelling and landmines as Russian troops are retreating from the area.
In his late-night video address to the nation, he said the Russians were mining the whole territory. They're mining homes, mining equipment, even the bodies of people who were killed. The president urged residents to hold on before getting back to normal, allowing time for mines to be cleared and for the danger of shelling to pass. Zelensky warned of difficult battles ahead as the Russians redeploy troops in eastern Ukraine. After speaking to French President Emmanuel Macron, he mentioned Europe's responsibility to do something about Mariupol. The whole world should respond to this humanitarian catastrophe. I'm Karen Chamas.
More news at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The Muslim holy month of Ramadan has begun throughout much of the Middle East at a time when Russia's invasion of Ukraine has sent the region's energy and food prices soaring.
The Ukraine conflict has dampened spirits during a period where many gather over meals as a traditional part of the holiday. After 2 years of coronavirus, which blocked many rituals, many Muslims were hoping for a more cheerful Ramadan this year. However, because of the war in Ukraine, millions of people in the Middle East are now wondering where their next meals will come from. The skyrocketing prices are affecting people who lives were already upended by conflict, displacement and poverty from Lebanon, Iraq and Syria to Sudan and Yemen. I'm Karen Chamas.
Prevalence of COVID-19 in the UK has reached record levels, with about 1 in 13 people estimated to be infected with the virus in the past week. That according to the latest figures from Britain's official statistics agency. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Things are a mess at CNN.
This after the network faces looming leadership changes and struggling ratings. The far-left opinion programming that was prominent during the recently ousted Jeff Zucker regime is likely to be tossed aside in favor of straight news. CNN's highest-rated show, AC360, finished behind 15 Fox News and 6 MSNBC offerings. The new CNN Plus streaming service launched this week has gone mostly unnoticed. All this comes as original CNN anchor Dave Walker declared on the failing network that he isn't thrilled with the current state of CNN. Walker said on air, "I used to anchor at CNN, and now I just yell at them." Patrick Foss reporting.
Monday, jury selection begins in the trial of Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. His attorneys hoping to identify candidates who might give their client the single vote he needs to get a life sentence instead of death for the 2018 murders of 17 students and staff members. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. We know a couple of things going on today. President Zelensky addressed the Australian Parliament. The guy's a PR genius, as well as under duress and showing great leadership. He'll also address the Belgian Parliament. So wants everybody to know he's still fighting. And 72% of America trust President Zelensky. And good, because he's got a lot of our money. So before we get to Piers Morgan, at the bottom of the hour, a guy named Brett Baer, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three.
And for them to let him stay in that room and enjoy the rest of the show and accept his award, I was like, how gross is this? You assault somebody, you get escorted out the building, and that's it.
Yeah, getting worse. That's how I feel the fallout is with Will Smith's and his despicable Oscar attack on Chris Rock as more and more stars speak out. And it's revealed that Smith would not leave when told to. What goes on from here?
Number two.
But in the 2 weeks up to the presidential campaign, Joe Biden, when asked about this material, repeatedly accused reporters who asked him about it and the Republican Party and Donald Trump, who raised it, of spreading Russian disinformation and serving Vladimir Putin.
That is, of course, Glenn Greenwald. Hunter Biden's days as a Teflon crack-smoking international businessman trading on his father's name may be numbered, and he might be coming to a crashing close. The question, why now and how long are we going to pretend as if Joe Biden didn't know all of it and participate in it on every level?
Number one.
We would concur with the conclusion that Mr. Putin has not been fully informed by his Ministry of Defense at every turn over the last month.
Wow, that is John Kirby. How much does Vladimir Putin actually know about the war of choice in Ukraine? Does he know about his men's morale, the number of dead and wounded, and the struggles to take the capital of that country? Listening to the U.S. and U.K. intel, his people are afraid to bring him the truth while the Ukrainians valiantly fight on. But they have having a lot of times in Mariupol, having a really tough times in certain areas, and they're being actually targeted. It looks as though, in many cases, the Russians actually targeting civilians, hospitals, and schools. It's unthinkable. Barbaric. Joining me now to discuss this and more is Piers Morgan. We're lucky enough to have him in New York for this week. Piers, have you enjoyed your stay at Fox?
Brian, I've had a fantastic time. I've been hosting The Five this week and basically watching and listening to you all week. You are the hardest man, working man I know in New York, and it's been a pleasure watching you. I wake up to you, I'm now talking to you, and doubtless you'll be doing stuff for the rest of the day as well.
No, you know what I just noticed from, thank you for saying that, but you know, I noticed it seems like you fit into the fabric here seamlessly, like you've been here for 20 years. I mean, you walked into a lot of different buildings in different countries. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah. I do, actually. I mean, it's interesting because I used to work for Rupert Murdoch, of course, the boss of Fox, 30 years ago. I ran one of his big newspapers back in the UK, and it feels like my career has come full circle now, and I'm back working for him again. And I've got to say, I've been at the Fox building all week, meeting everybody. What I feel about Fox is it has a tremendous confidence, which is now reflected in all the ratings. They're obviously killing everybody in the ratings. And I used to work at CNN, and they're obviously having a lot of trouble over there. And I think because I think Fox is authentic. It's true to itself. It doesn't pretend to be anything it's not, whereas I think a lot of the problems having at CNN are some of the anchors have drunk the sort of woke Kool-Aid and are pretending to be something they're not, or indeed propagating opinions which never used to be allowed when I used to work there. So it's refreshing to be at somewhere like Fox where people are allowed to all have different opinions, allowed to express them vigorously, but there's a confidence that runs through the place, which I find very contagious.
So, yeah, a couple of things. I think it's almost laughable when I see these stories where one anchor has a different opinion than a different host, and there's tension between them. No, it isn't. You have your own. You say what you want to say, and you can really react to a reporter, and a reporter can call in and go, listen, I think you had that general on, and I think that general's information's wrong. That's called a slice of life. That's called when Jennifer Griffin calls in and has a problem with something in a show, that is called Fox. And when other people have different opinions at 8 than 11, that's what makes our channel best. And I didn't come up with that idea. That's what the management's always felt. It's a real reality show, to be honest.
Well, I have this new show, Piers Morgan Uncensored, coming to Fox Nation in 3.5 weeks. And the point of the show is going to be airing in the UK, the US, and Australia. So three different continents. But my belief is the world now, in terms of debate, become a very small place, and people are incensed. The vast majority of these three countries, and I particularly sense it since I've been back in the States for a few weeks, they're incensed that this small group of very angry, joyless, woke individuals who are running around terrorizing everyone, telling everyone how they should be thinking, what they're allowed to find funny, what films they can watch, what TV shows are acceptable, what statues they can revere, and so on. And I get a real burning sense now of mounting rage from people that they can't even express an opinion without potentially being cancelled in their workplace or losing friends and family members and so on. And I want to bring back what you've just been talking about, which is debate, the art of debate, which used to be that you could have vigorous debate with somebody and then go and have a beer with them and have a laugh and agree to disagree and reach points of consensus and maybe have your mind changed about something. And I think it's so sad the way that society has now been driven to these sort of extremities, and people who think it's not just enough that they have an opinion, but if you don't agree with that opinion, you've got to be destroyed. And everything about you has to be destroyed. I think this is nonsensical in a supposed democracy.
Yeah, it's called Piers Morgan Uncensored. Premieres April 25th on Fox Nation. And our listeners are used to going there. In fact, they're watching us on Fox Nation now. They stream this show. So is that what you had with Sharon Osbourne? What was it like for you watching your friend stick up for you in America, and next thing you know, she doesn't have a job anymore?
Well, we've just uncancelled Sharon Osbourne. She's going to be joining the new network in the UK and having the show that comes after mine. And I'm very pleased about that. I fought very hard for that because actually what happened to me was bad enough, where my company, ITV in the UK, a big major media company, TV network, organization and so on, they tried to compel me to have an opinion I didn't have. You know, the Meghan Markle interview aired on the Oprah Winfrey interview aired, and I took a view I didn't believe anything she was saying, which has been substantiated by the fact that 17 different things she said have since been proven to be untrue. So this was hardly a controversial view. In fact, after people watched it around the world, most people didn't believe a lot of what she was saying. So I was told, look, you've got to apologize. I said, well, for what? And they said, well, because your opinions upset people. I went, well, good. I don't care. Why would I care if people, my opinion upsets people? I'm not compelled in a democratic society to have to believe somebody, particularly when they're lying. Anyway, the long story was short. I was gone within 24 hours. I had to go for refusing to apologize. I was given the option of apologizing and staying for leaving. I decided to leave. But what then happened the next day to Sharon Osbourne was, in my view, even more egregious. So she's been on the talk for CBS for 10 years. I've been up many times with her there, and her co-host, like Cheryl Underwood, who then just completely chucked her under a bus. Sharon had done one tweet basically saying, I'm entitled to my opinion. Not that she agreed with me, just that I was entitled to my opinion. And she got jumped on her own show without any warning by Cheryl Underwood, her black co-host, who played the race card with her and said, how do you feel about people criticizing you for supporting someone who said racist things? Me. So she said, well, what's he said that's racist? And, of course, after a few minutes, it was clear I hadn't said anything racist because I hadn't said anything racist. And Cheryl Underwood simply wanted to make the point that if you don't believe Meghan Markle's claims, you must de facto be a racist, which is another part of society at the moment, where if you think it's wrong that transgender athletes are competing against women born to inferior female biological bodies, you must be transphobic, when in fact that's necessarily the case. I'm not a racist, but I was accused of being a racist for disbelieving Meghan Markle. Sharon Osbourne is accused of being a racist sympathizer for saying I have a right to an opinion. And this was how nuts it all got. But the bottom line for Sharon, she got cancelled. She got destroyed. She lost the job she loved. She didn't work for the next year. Nobody would hire her. She was abused left, right, and center by people who wanted to make death threats against her and her family, all for just saying that I was entitled to have an opinion. And that was the moment I realized the world has gone completely nuts. And the point of my show is to try and put the world back to right. And I know that you are also part of this charge, which is let's get back to common sense, to civility, to having the ability to debate with each other. Let's go back to disagreeing, but then going and having a beer, and just go back to what a liberal democracy used to be like. This is what it used to be, that you could do this.
I hear you. And I'll give you the latest example is this Don't Say Gay bill, which is totally mislabeled. This is a bill out there that was signed by the governor that basically said for kindergartners, first graders, second graders, and third graders, don't bring up gender identity, don't bring up sexuality, focus on the curriculum. And they mislabeled it, mischaracterized it. Now you have the president ranting about what the Florida bill is looking at, a Justice Department that's examining it, when the average American will look at this and say, of course you should not be talking about gender identity to five-year-olds, correct?
Well, also, look at the brazen hypocrisy of Disney. So Disney's boss, the new CEO there, said, we're not getting involved in politics, which is a laudable position, by the way, for any of those companies. Why should they? Because I would imagine that Disney, as their hundreds of thousands of employees, have many people who skew on both sides of the political divide. So why would you take sides against your own employees? And if you do want to get political with Disney, then what about your silence about the Uyghur Muslims in China? Which we know why you're silent, because if you said nothing about it to criticize China, you'd have no more box office sales in China. So there's a cowardice to that moral supposed point of principle. But I look at the way Disney's rolled over to the woke brigade on this situation down in Florida, and I listened to what DeSantis, the governor, had to say about it, and I thought he made some really good points. And one of the points I would make about not bowing to the mob is look at the way that Netflix responded to the Dave Chappelle uproar. They stood by their guy. Look at the way Spotify stood by Joe Rogan.
Yep.
These are the green shoots of hope, Brian, because corporate America, like corporate UK, corporate Australia, everywhere else, the corporate world has got to stop bowing to this mob. The mob is not the majority of people. In fact, it's a tiny minority of people who they get their bloodlust up and they demand, and they never stop. And, you know, you see the Disney guy. He's been apologizing now ever since he took a position of not being political. And I suspect he'll lose his job eventually because the woke brigade in his own employment ranks have decided he's vulnerable and weak and they can get out of it whatever they want. Whereas Spotify and Netflix, in my view, cemented a reputation for being homes of free speech. Good for them. You know, they're not perfect by any means. But the idea that Joe Rogan is one of the most, I would say, one of the most tolerant guys out there in terms of allowing all different kinds of views on this show. He has a fascinating podcast, which I listen to regularly, often disagrees with people, often admits he's wrong, often changes his mind. Well, that's what we should want from our leading media commentators. Similarly with Dave Chappelle, he's a very brilliant comedian, and I'm delighted that he also didn't lose his job simply because some people were offended. The bottom line is that these people are offended by everything. Get up in the morning, Brian, and they're offended. They're offended by the weather. They're offended by, you know, what shoes they got to wear. They're offended by everything. So the moment you bow to them, the offense never stops, and nor does the groveling, and they're never happy. They're a joyless bunch of people who want to suck the joy out of our lives, and so, we shouldn't let them.
Piers, I hear you. I want you to hear what Joe Rogan said yesterday on his podcast that you listened to.
If I become something different because it grew bigger, I'll quit. If it gets to a point where I can't do it anymore, where I have to do it in some sort of weird way, where I you know, I walk on eggshells and mind my P's and Q's, that.
And when, you know, and he said, I'll give you back my, you know, take back what's left of my contract, I am done. That's what you need, the most powerful standing up, because you can't cancel Dave Chappelle. Wherever he goes, he's selling out, he'll sell out a stadium. And those are the people that got to stand strong.
On a lesser level. Right. I mean, I resonated completely with me what Joe Rogan said, because I went through a similar thought process with ITV back in the UK, and I had a choice. Do you surrender? Do you wave the white flag? Do you grovel and apologize for a sincerely held opinion that I still hold today? Or do you actually have a bit of integrity about yourself and go, no, I'm not doing this. Sorry, I'm out of here. Because who wants to be neutered in life, Brian? If I said to you, right, Brian, you can carry on doing all your shows, but these are the parameters you have to work under. These are the things you're allowed to say. What would you say? You go nuts. You go, I'm not doing that. Half of your magic and appeal as a broadcaster is because you say what you think.
Right.
You know, you're very opinionated, and you don't expect everyone to have to agree with you, but you want to have the right to be honest about your opinions. I'm the same. And I just think the moment a society doesn't allow that, doesn't allow honest opinion to be expressed, then that is no longer a proper democratic society.
Great. And Pierce, just a curious question. Are you going to be filling in here, too? Are we going to see more of you, or are you going to be located in Britain?
I'm hoping so. Yeah, I'm hoping so. I want to bring the show here to the States. I've got a place, actually, in L.A., and I come out here regularly anyway. We're going to be filming mostly from London, but it will be a lot of American content on the show. I'm a massive America fan. I've lived and worked out here for nearly 20 years now. I love the people. I love the culture. But I also feel that in relation to the culture, there's a culture war going on. And it's a war to preserve a culture. And I think you and I know the kind of culture we want to live in. And I think it's the culture that most Americans want to live in. You know, but just be mindful always that the people demanding all this change are a tiny minority of people. And I don't think we should be changing everything in our society just to please a bunch of permanently outraged people on Twitter.
You just put together a great commercial to watch, Pierce Morgan Uncensored. The debuts April 25th on my favorite app, Fox Nation. Thanks, Pierce. Appreciate it. Hope to see you in person next time you're in town.
Brian. Thanks for your time.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. I'll come back with the calls. Brett Baer next. He's going to be talking to President Zelensky, I think, later on today or tomorrow. One of these days. It depends on the time difference. But I can't wait to get his preview of his interview. Don't move.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And paid for by MaxPace Marketing. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-674-4932. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file the claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-674-4932. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-674-4932. That's 800-674-4932.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7618 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7618. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7618 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7618.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
The world showing support for Ukraine makes today's Dean's List. Countless videos of people singing or playing the Ukrainian national anthem are being shared on social media as a way to show people they care. The anthem translates to "Ukraine is not dead yet" from a poem that was later brought to life in song. The anthem has been played at sporting events, concerts, and other gatherings around the world. The song regained popularity during World War II and became the unofficial anthem in Western Ukraine. It eventually became Ukraine's national anthem a little over four decades later when the country achieved its independence in 1991. Russia, of course, invaded Ukraine on Thursday, February 24th of 2022. And as the battle between Ukraine and Russia continues, the Ukrainian national anthem has become a trending hashtag on Twitter and other social media platforms. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. If the winter blues have you feeling down, you're not alone. Researchers say millions of Americans deal with seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, every year, roughly 3% of the U.S. population. And it's more likely in the fall or winter when we deal with snow and shorter days and colder weather.
Women are more likely to develop seasonal depression. About four times more women will experience seasonal depression than men.
Hannah Hoffman is a Michigan State University animal science professor.
You can take some easy measures at home to counteract or treat yourself for seasonal depression.
That includes making sure you get natural light in the morning and considering the use of a light therapy lamp daily for 30 minutes. You'll also want to eat healthy, exercise, and ensure you get a proper amount of vitamin D. Luckily, spring is less than 2 weeks away. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Reverend Jesse Jackson made a run for the presidency in 1984. In a speech, he apologized for remarks made referring to New York as, quote, Heimy Town.
If in my high moments I have done some good, shed some light, healed some wounds, if in my low moments, in word, deed, or attitude, through some error of temper, taste, or tone, I've caused anyone discomfort, created pain, that was not my truest self. If there were occasions when my grape turned into a raisin and my jaw bear lost its resonance, please forgive me. Charge it to my head and not to my heart.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Controversial because it was misrepresented, but also when you look at it, it's like, don't teach gender and sexuality to kids third grade and under. How is that unreasonable? My counterview is, if you really want to talk to a 5-year-old or a 7-year-old or an 8-year-old about their sexuality and gender, that's on you. You're a pervert. You're a weirdo. I don't give a damn if you're a teacher or a sex ed. There's something weird. If you want to share your sexuality, like, I want to tell little Billy that I am a pansexual woodland nymph. You know, it's like, you know what? You do that, you go see your shrink. That's for your shrink. You leave the kids out of it.
Absolutely. That's why I think Governor DeSantis is going to come out on top again. Remember, very similar to what happened with the pandemic. He goes, I'm lifting up restrictions. I'm going to let people make their own judgment. I'm going to make sure when they get the vaccine, the seniors get it first. I'm going to spread it out wide, and we're going to see how they do it. We're going to give it to supermarkets and CVSs and let them people go to it. And I was like, what are you doing? How could you lift restrictions? That's so irresponsible. You're putting everybody else in danger. How dare you? You know what happened? Everyone went to Florida. The numbers were lower than New York, lower than the repressive regimes in California. And he sat there. And when the surge came back and the wave came back and hit Florida first, they said, see, it happened. And then it came back and hit every single state and said, do you want to be knuckled under in a hunch, in a crouch when this pandemic hits? Or do you want to be educated on what to do and make your own decisions? Same thing with this. With Youngkin realized early parents matter in Virginia, Governor DeSantis never stopped understanding the idiocy of talking about sex to kindergartners. When we come back, we'll talk to Brett Baer, who also has last time I saw Brett was in Florida. We'll talk about that and so much more, including his interview with President Zelensky. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drought. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 15th, 16th, and 17th. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chancey Williams.
I've been living on rodeo, cold beer and old Copenhagen.
And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
His army is exhausted. He has suffered significant losses. The reputation of this great army of Russia has been trashed. And he has now got to live with the consequences not only of what he's doing to Ukraine, but he's also got to live with the consequences of what he's done to his own army.
That is Ben Wallace, not just anybody, the British defense minister. Listen, I hope he's right, but Trey Yingst is here and give us a sense of what was happening on the ground. He just got back. I did not know we gave you a clothing budget, because all you need is a collared shirt, right? A jean shirt and jeans, but you do have a clothing budget. Look at you in a suit there.
I have a tie. I wear a tie like two times a year when I'm here.
That's great. Guys. And we're on Fox Nation if you want to check them out. Trey, as I mentioned before, you do an incredible job. But I want to get your sense about what Ben Wallace said. Do you get the sense in your reporting that the Russians are exhausted, they are unorganized? And I wouldn't know how you know directly if Vladimir Putin's isolated, but we're getting that from many different sources now.
Look, I think what we saw on the ground was early on this narrative that the Russians might be able to take Ukrainian cities like Kyiv and Kharkiv, the second largest city there, in a matter of days. And they were stopped nearly immediately across this country. And they have made some territorial gains, but it's nothing like what analysts around the world thought they would early on. So when you see these reports of a demoralized army, it makes sense. It makes sense because it was also freezing cold there, and it's still quite cold. So you have to think about it. You've got a bunch of 18- and 19-year-old Russian soldiers with no combat experience sitting in tanks in below-freezing temperatures with rations they've been given by the military, and they're watching their fellow soldiers get hit with anti-tank missiles and stingers from the ground to the air. It makes sense.
How about the months they had leading up to that, where they were just sitting in their vehicles? And I thought to myself, I remember the talk before the Iraq war. We're in Kuwait, kind of pretty good. You know, it's the middle of the moon, but it's the desert. So you had control of accommodation. There were fans. There was food. They had intramural sports. And that was tough, waiting, running. But I go, what if you just sat in a tank all day on the edge and did not know? The reports early on, and I have not seen them kicked out of the ballpark, was that they didn't know where they were going. They had no idea what the mission was.
I imagine that's true because they didn't want it to get leaked out to the public or the Ukrainians. So I'm sure the decision ultimately to launch this full-scale invasion was held, I imagine, quite tight with just President Putin, maybe his top one or two generals.
Right.
But no one else would know about this because they didn't want Ukraine to have a heads up of when this would start. I think the other interesting thing to think about is that these soldiers wouldn't have had their phones or communication equipment. So they can't call home to their girlfriends or their moms. And so you think this is months ago, and now they're fighting an active conflict where they're clearly being used as cannon fodder.
So the other thing I heard is they have no way of communicating. So their cell system doesn't exist, and that the Ukrainians wiped out their prefixes, those three-digit numbers. So they had to use the Ukrainian cell system, and is why we get all these transmissions. Front page of the New York Times the other day, the audio version would just have hours of just the back and forth and the panic and lack of communication amongst the Russian fighters.
Yeah, and it's also interesting to look at the amount of information we're getting out, because there are certain areas where journalists just aren't operating inside Ukraine. And you have this situation where there are cities with tens of thousands of people that have been targeted by Russian forces, in parts destroyed. And we don't know how extensive the damage is. We don't know how the soldiers are that were operating there, if they're alive or not. And there is a fog of this war.
So your sense, because I saw you at a few presses with President Zelensky. Tell me the guy you thought he was. Maybe you had did a profile of him, or you had a sense of who he was. And tell me who he's been and what you've noticed.
I talked to President Zelensky just before the war started in the southern city of Kherson, a region in the south that's now controlled by the Russians. Where he and I were speaking then is now controlled by Russian forces. I also asked him a couple questions inside of a bunker where he was waiting. And to get there, it was such a juxtaposition of where we had seen him before. Before, he was out in the open and he was answering questions at this drill for the Ukrainian National Guard. And then when this group of journalists and I went to meet him in the middle of the war, we were told to come to a checkpoint. And we got to that checkpoint and we got out of our cars and these black vans pulled up. You couldn't see inside the windows. And we were ushered into these vans and asking where we're going. And they said, you'll see when we get there. And we get to this location. And it's where Zelensky is waiting out throughout this war. And we walk in. There's piles of landmines prepared to get put out if Russian forces make it into the city, sandbags over the windows, and we walk through the dark corridors of this location and ultimately meet with Zelensky then. And when I first saw him, I was really pressing him on the U.S. intelligence and his thoughts on what was going to take place, because he was downplaying the possibility of a full-scale invasion. And I said, well, what about this intelligence? And really pressing him. But then when I saw him there, this was a man who pledged to stay and fight. Despite the fact his advisors told him, you may be targeted and killed. The city could be surrounded and you may be trapped and dragged through the streets. And he stayed. And on a very basic human level, you have to have some respect for that.
He did sense that the world was watching, and he met the moment in every way. And I think it's been brilliant addressing all these parliaments, from Canada to Israel to Italy to the U.S. To the U.K., Australia yesterday, and who else did he just address again, asking for help, telling everyone, but tapping into their own history to see their own history in what they're doing in the Ukraine. And I believe that he has got public sentiment in America anyway, and from what I've seen of British TV, by talking past the parliament to the people. People like this guy.
The interesting part about Zelensky is he was a comedian and an actor, and he did all these sketches in Ukraine. He's very well known there even before he ran for office. But he's a guy who knows people, and he knows how to talk to people and how to communicate a message. And so he understood the role that he needed to play here as a strong leader. And he's been doing that. And he has a lot of support. We talk to Ukrainians all the time, and they are happy with how he's responded.
What about Poroshenko and the Klitschko? Separate parties. They don't really talk, I understand, correct?
It depends on the day and depends on the issue, but you're correct. I talked to Poroshenko in Irpin in the middle of the war, and he had a lot of very strong words to say about President Putin of Russia. And we could do a whole show on his previous conversations and relations with the Russians, but to not get into that now, Poroshenko is certainly wants to show the world that he is staying, and that while he is not currently serving in office, he plays a role in the society.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking to him for my Saturday show, which airs at 8 and 11, called One Nation. I'm going to be talking to him shortly from the battlefield. So it's going to be interesting to talk to
him. That's going to be a really interesting conversation, because this is a guy who understands what's going on, and he still has all of those communications. So he's going to be able to give you the latest, really, of what is happening on the ground with the Ukrainian forces.
All right, when we come back, I'd love to tell us, everybody, to tell us how Benjamin Hall's doing, what Pierre, you were at Pierre's funeral, and Sasha, and how they, what was that day like, and how Clarissa Ward and others in other networks really helped us out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We were at Pierre's funeral earlier in the week, and Sasha, also our fixer who lost her life in this, an incredible journalist, and Benjamin Hall is certainly fighting, and he's doing well.
All right, great. Details on that, Trey Yingst in studio. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Dealing with ED is difficult enough, but the pressure of not satisfying your partner makes it even worse. ED can be tough on a relationship, but at Hims, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get the prescription medication that treats ED at affordable prices. Hims ED medication has the same active ingredients as Viagra, but because it's generic, you pay 90% less. That's right, 90% less. A whole month's supply is just $30, and it's sent right to your home for free in discreet packaging. Hims offers the same medication you'd get from your doctor, but without the copay, expensive appointments, or awkward face-to-face conversations. And with Hims, every online visit is free, and your relationship, right back on track. For a free online consultation, go to 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free visit. forhims.com/joy.
Let's add a little red right there. Hey, we'll be right with you.
For Bianca's flower shop, spring orders and Mother's Day are a tricky arrangement.
Hey, can I get help repotting this fiddle leaf?
She needs to put the pedal to the metal and find more florists.
We're running low on daisies? How does that even happen?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This April, we stand with Stand Up to Cancer in honor of Head and Neck Cancer Awareness Month. In 2021, an estimated 66,000 new head and neck cancer cases were diagnosed in the United States. But there is hope. Stand Up to Cancer is funding groundbreaking research in head and neck cancers with the hope of turning all those impacted into long-term survivors. See how Stand Up to Cancer is helping to improve patient outcomes at standuptocancer.org.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America is listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we're back, everybody. Trey Yingst is here, fresh off his stint inside Ukraine in a war that's still very, very hot right now. So the big story, I think, in the world, just by judging, not only because I'm up at some ungodly hours, I'm watching Sky and BBC a lot, and what happened with Benjamin Hall, what happened with Sasha, and what happened with Pierre. What could you tell us about that day?
Look, I just say this is a group of journalists, fine journalists, who wanted to show the world what was happening on the ground in Ukraine. And ultimately, they took fire as they were trying to report on the outskirts of Kyiv. And two of our colleagues lost their lives, Sasha and Pierre. Pierre is the finest photojournalist I've ever worked with. He loves life. He loved this job. And it's hard to even talk about him in the past tense now because he was really a friend. He was someone that I reported with in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Qatar, and most recently in Ukraine. And he was someone who could make even the most dangerous interview subjects laugh and smile because he knew how to make people feel comfortable from behind the camera.
Would Sasha, you say fearless?
Fearless, absolutely. One of the bravest people that I knew because he understood that someone has to go out there and get the story. If we're not there to tell the world what's happening to the Ukrainian people, who will? And Sasha, our fixer and producer on the ground, contracted by Fox to work with us, 24 years old, and wanted so badly to show the world what was happening on the ground in Ukraine. Benjamin Hall, his work is incredible all around the world, our State Department correspondent, but he is a man with previous war zone experience all around the world. His reporting in Syria before he even started at Fox was the gold standard. And so these were a group of journalists who were trying to get the truth out to the world when they took this incoming fire. Benjamin's in good spirits. I've talked to him, and he is healing. He's getting better. And I know that we will see him back on air eventually doing his job and showing the world what's happening.
You said your conversation was the same Ben.
The same Ben. He is himself, and I know he's a strong guy. He has a huge support system, not only from his family, but also his Fox family. And I know that he's going to get better and ultimately get back to telling stories.
He's in Texas.
He's in Texas, yeah.
So he's going to spend most of his rehab there?
Yep. That's okay. From what I understand.
Now, do you think personally that could have been you?
Of course. I mean, I've thought about that every day since this happened. That was my crew. It was his crew. And not nearly every single shot that you see of me in the field in Ukraine was shot by Pierre. And the majority of them were produced and fixed by Sasha.
We saw a lot of your stills out there. Now, I understand that Clarissa Ward, who's someone that does incredible work like you do, especially in Afghanistan like you were, she helped, right?
Yeah, I'm grateful for Clarissa and her team.
CNN.
Helped the night that this happened. Journalists from across the board were so kind to us when this happened, and they offered resources and time and sometimes just an ear to listen to when I had to run ideas of, okay, how can we search for our colleagues? And
you couldn't find them.
No, we couldn't. And I'm grateful to her. I'm grateful to everyone who stepped up and who were willing to give up what they had to help our team and to help Fox.
How did you eventually find out that Benjamin was alive?
Ultimately, we got word that he was in a hospital and that he was being treated. He was seriously injured, but he was alive, and that was the most important thing to us.
How'd you find out about the attack?
Ultimately, they didn't come back, and so we knew something had gone wrong.
Something went wrong. And how hard was this with no Americans to be able to talk to and confer to, no commanding officer to? I mean, were you working with the Ukrainians? Were they looking out for you?
I won't go too much into the details, but I will say that our colleague Jennifer Griffin deserves the highest praise because she is an operator and she is someone who was helping a lot behind the scenes to make sure that our colleagues got to safety.
And would you say the State Department and Pentagon helped?
That would be a better question for her.
Okay. But they ended up getting out of there.
Ultimately, they
challenge.
Got out and he was able to get the top level of care, and Fox was committed to making sure he got to safety and that he got the best care possible. And they were operating what often seemed like in a very dangerous environment with a lot of questions up in the air. They were operating with very specific plans to make sure that he was safe and to make sure that he got out.
We've been out for how many, a week now?
A couple weeks, yeah, 2 weeks.
Where do you think this does this feel like separate wars to you? You got the Battle of the Capitol, the battle in the South, the battle in the, which will soon be the of the Odessa area, which is soon the Mykolaiv.
Yeah, there's a lot of different front lines.
So how would you characterize it from how you left it, from what you know?
Look, right now it seems like the Russian forces are pulling back from the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. It doesn't mean that they're done. I don't think they're just going to give up the land that they captured around the Ukrainian capital, but they're getting hit hard. And there is no environment where it objectively makes sense from a military perspective to bring forces into a city that is fortified and prepared for war. They've already gotten hit hard by the Ukrainian forces, and they would get hit even harder if they tried to enter once again the capital of Kyiv. There will likely be more of a focus in the east, but you have to look at the actions on the ground, because so often the Russians say they are going to do one thing and then they do something completely different. It's part of this information war that's ongoing.
Well, how do you think it's going from the Ukrainian perspective?
I think that they are continuing to call for more support and more weapons. There is a real sense on the ground from people that we talk to, they will stay and fight. And it's why you see everyone from average civilians that you meet on the street who own a coffee shop to the president, Volodymyr Zelensky, saying that they need support and they are going to stay and push back this offensive.
So yeah, I'm not going to play it now because you have to run to another interview. But Jennifer Griffin essentially said this, and she wouldn't have asked the question if she didn't get reports knowing her. It seems like the weapons and the supplies are slowing down. And what is the problem? And we know we're writing the checks. We know the money's getting increasing. We know the communication with our president and their president it was on Wednesday for over an hour. Have you heard that? And what could be the reasons for that?
There could be some logistical reasons related to this, but we're talking about billions of dollars worth of equipment, and it's an important question. This is about transparency, and it's about taxpayer dollars, where they're going, and it's ultimately about what type of support the Ukrainian people and military are receiving in real time. It's an important question to ask, and it has nothing to do with politics. It's not about left or right, Republican or Democrat. It's about the American support for Ukraine as the country is being invaded, as their sovereignty is being violated by the
Russians. Are you heartened by the fact that the Americans are behind this effort?
I think that the world should respect human rights. I have very few opinions, especially publicly as a journalist, but I think that human rights need to be respected. Women and children should never be targeted. And so when that is happening, there is a sense that as journalists, we need to be there to shine light on this issue. And ultimately, There's a real understanding that if these people do not receive support from the international community, thousands, if not tens of thousands more will die.
Absolutely. And he said the war is coming to you if you guys just continue to ignore this. Trey, great to see you. Great work. And I look forward to seeing you in the halls in a calm environment for a while so you can regroup. Would you go back?
Of course.
All right. Trey Yanks, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Now, where are you going on? TV?
Soon, in a little bit.
Okay, good. All right, look for Trey. He's wearing a suit. He's not. It doesn't have to say press, but we all know you're press. Trey Inks, thanks so much. So I'll let you go because I don't want you to be late because I'll take you. I know I'll feel personally responsible. But, you know, to that question, to John Kirby, here's what Jennifer Griffin and John Kirby kind of, not to go at it, but here's their exchange I was referring to, cut to.
Certain Ukrainian parliament members are still telling Congress that they are not getting not only the weapons they need, but the shipments have slowed. Can you give us a sense of the pace of the shipments and what is in those shipments? Are you sending medical supplies, for instance, or is it only lethal aid that you're sending?
No, so we would not agree that it's being slowed. Quite the contrary. We completed the $350 million that President Biden authorized a whole month or so ago, that was completed in a record 3 weeks or so, which is unheard of.
He goes on, cut three.
We appreciate and respect that the Ukrainians want this stuff and they want it like yesterday. We understand that. We know time is not on their side. We don't think it's on our side either, which is why we're working really, really hard. And I've been dealing with security assistance issues since when I had this podium under a previous administration. I've never seen the Department of Defense be able to move with this sense of alacrity and speed as I have in just the last few weeks.
And if they can and it's not getting there, what does that tell you? I mean, there are people like General Keane who think there's an intentional slowdown. There's a reason why this administration doesn't ever talk about winning, because they're concerned perhaps about Putin losing and what he might do. That is not fair to the Ukrainian people. He started this war. He's killing everything he sees, destroying cities after city. We need to stop him and worry less about the guy's ego. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7618 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7618. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7618 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7618.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, axe throwing. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we will honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 2nd and 3rd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.